touches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Beefing up the ranks.
If we don't react soon, you'll see a more emboldened enemy, I think, in the future.
Soul survival.
Keeping your shoes on through airport security.
And time running out on Mount Hood.
They're dealing with 50 to 60 mile an hour winds and blowing snow.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. More boots. That's the message the Marine Corps and Army reportedly will give to incoming Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the new Congress. The Washington Post reports they'll be asked to approve permanent increases in personnel. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons says the ranks are too thin to handle potential threats.
Without any end in sight for the troop strength reductions in Iraq, we can't see deploying a large number of forces throughout any place else in the world to take care of an emergency contingency operation.
Well, President Bush today seeks out the advice of his top military advisors on future Iraq policy. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, this Pentagon meeting later today will be the final high-profile session as the president narrows his Iraq strategy options. He'll meet with the men who symbolize the current and future policy there, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and his soon-to-be successor, Robert Gates. Now, the White House says the president wants Gates' input before delivering a long-awaited Iraq policy speech that's now set for early next year. Gates will soon travel to Iraq, and among the immediate issues for all at the table, whether to send more troops to quell the relentless violence in Baghdad. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And on the streets of Baghdad, people clean up following the latest deadly bomb blast. At least 15 more Iraqis have been killed, more than two dozen others wounded. The Iraqi government says it wants to take over primary responsibility for security in Baghdad early next year. The New York Times says the plan has been turned over to the U.S. calls for American troops to be pulled back to the outskirts of the capital. Should the labels on drugs designed to fight depression carry tougher cautionary language? Well, federal regulators begin weighing that question today. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
After strengthening suicide warnings for adolescents on antidepressants, the FDA turns its attention to adults. An advisory panel considers a staff report that finds these drugs raise risks of suicidal thoughts and behavior in young adults under 25. The problem approaches the level seen among children, the report says. Heidi Bryan never worried about suicide when she started taking antidepressants at 23. Did you ever experience anything personally?
The opposite.
Bryan, who has lost a brother, uncle, and cousin to suicide, comes here from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, to tell the panel strong warnings will drive depressed people from drugs they need.
We're a population plagued with lethargy and indecision and fear, and just we don't need another obstacle.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The strain is showing.
Without new lines, we simply will not be able to meet the demand for electricity that's out there.
Alan staggers with Allegheny Power on the deterioration of the nation's power grid. The New York Times says it's leading to growing congestion problems and a forecast increase in electricity charges of about $40 a person in the East next year. Merger mania in the airline industry, with the latest reports outlining talks between United and Continental, as well as AirTran and Midwest Air. Analyst Michael Boyd thinks the trend benefits only the corporate big shots and venture capitalists.
What happens is they put the deal together, they make the money, they go back to the Hamptons, but the consumer ends up with less and employees end up with less.
Pilots and other workers at Delta plan to rally today as a protest against a proposed takeover by U.S. Airways. But it won't be long before travelers at some airports will be able to pass through security without shedding their shoes. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, this won't be available to everyone?
It won't, at least early on. It's called Registered Traveler in Orlando now, where you undergo a full background check. You're given a card, and at airport kiosks, you can be ID'd with fingerprint scans.
The traveler pays for this system themselves, so it's not costing the taxpayers anything.
CBS News security analyst Randy Larson says it costs $100 and makes sense for frequent flyers. It's run by private companies, approved by the TSA, expanding to a terminal at New York's JFK next week, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and San Jose in a matter of weeks. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Hundreds of illegal immigrants arrested at Swift and Company plants nationwide in Greeley. Weld County District Attorney Kenneth Buck says the raid at the Swift and Company meatpacking plant there was planned for months.
We heard about it last Thursday and were asked to do some identity theft arrest warrants, and we did that. We got those late yesterday afternoon.
About 150 agents descended on the plant yesterday morning, left with four busloads full of alleged illegal immigrants.
There's no doubt in my mind that somebody knows something, and hopefully this will just help them come forward.
It has been at least 3 days since the deadly shooting at a 7-Eleven convenience store clerk. Chris Erickson of 7-Eleven says he's hoping a reward will lead to an arrest.
$10,000 7-Eleven is putting up for the arrest and the indictment of the individual or individuals.
Judy Gallegos Burton was shot in the back while trying to flee from a man with a short shotgun. Aurora Police asking that they be contacted if anyone has information. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Very little to be concerned with around the city. We're good speeds on both interstates. No problems just yet for eastbounders. We are getting the buildup as usual. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Off the highway, police and rescue responding to a wreck involving a bike. Northbound Sheridan at 38th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Mostly sunny and mild. Windy in the foothills, high of 57. Currently a few clouds, 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats, cheese, veggies, and more. And don't miss our in-store coupon, good for $5 off any tray, $19.99 and up. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Another holiday season, and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military home.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the Home Medics Shiatsu Back Massaging Cushion, a great holiday gift idea. Check it out at homemedics.com. I'm Charles Osgood. Federal ICE agents, ICE for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, have swooped down on Swift and Company-owned meat processors in six states, arresting hundreds of immigrant workers. ICE spokesman Mark Ramondi.
We've identified several hundred cases where fraudulent documents or stolen identities were used by illegal aliens to gain unlawful employment.
More after this for the Shiatsu back massaging cushion from Home Medics, the leader in massage therapy, and just in time for the holidays. I have one on the chair in my office now, and I'll tell you, it is wonderful. Its deep kneading massage mechanism feels like the hands of a skilled Shiatsu therapist, relieving sore, tired muscles. The Home Medics Shiatsu back cushion is so good that Consumer's Digest has given the SBM 200 a Best Buy award, and it is an incredible value. You don't have to buy one of those great big pricey massage chairs. The Shiatsu massaging back cushion is fully portable. You can enjoy it anywhere, on any chair. I use mine at work, in the office, and at home, too. If you want to give a truly unique holiday gift, something that you know will be loved and appreciated, this is it. The perfect gift for that special someone, who may just be you. Get yours today from Home Medics, the leaders in massage innovation. Check it out at homemedics.com. Available at retailers everywhere. Swift and Company, an $8 billion a year meat processing business, denies hiring illegals knowingly. But production in six states was stopped cold by federal ICE agents serving warrants and making arrests of immigrant employees, not undocumented, but whose documents were based on stolen Social Security numbers or driver's licenses. That's identity theft, says Robert Siciliano.
I see the biggest problem with identity theft is when people actually live as you and work as you. They create identities based on who you are, and they can even go out and commit crimes as you.
Siciliano is CEO of a company called IDTheftSecurity.com. The investigation began after several U.S. citizens were arrested for crimes committed by someone else using their stolen identities. In some cases, no doubt, what the workers were trying to get was simply work, but Siciliano says,
what illegal immigrants have realized is that the key to the kingdom in the United States is the Social Security number.
Steve Lampkin, chief of police in Grand Island, Colorado, would not let his men take part in the ICE raid there.
I didn't want to weaken or damage any more than it will be damaged, the trust of our immigrant community, both documented and legal immigrants or undocumented immigrants.
Those detained could be deported, or officials say
they may be charged with criminal violations of aggravated identity theft at a future date.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
The Osgood File, December 13th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
You've heard of hanging chads, right? I'm operating this morning with a hanging microphone. Oh, Lord, what a morning this is going to be. If we make
I think
those...
that one would be considered a dangling mic.
A dangling mic?
There were dangling chads, too, weren't there?
Yeah. I worked with a guy once in Tampa whose name was Harry Dangler. I swear to you, that was his air name. Oh, all right. Anyway, this thing's like on a cord. I don't know if it snaps before now, 10 o'clock. We'll just have to call the show off. High today, 55, partly cloudy, and looks like it's going to be an okay day today. I can't. Well, how long have we been doing the show? A year and a half? Almost 2 years? Almost 2 years now. Every morning for 2 years, I've started this show off talking about the weather. Haven't I done that every morning for 2 years? I cannot take and cannot stand days that are cloudy and overcast. I hate that. It depresses me. And how in the world I lived, how Mary and I lived in Salt Lake City for like 3 years, where it would stay cloudy there for months on end, I have no idea. And I know that if I ever took a job in Seattle, I'd put a gun to my head. I couldn't take it. All right. I feel a little weird this morning, too. I don't know if I'm coming down with something because I have this low-grade headache and kind of achy. I don't know if I'm coming down with something or if I'm suffering from stress and anxiety. Because I know that in a little over 2 weeks, I'm going to have this surgery, this gastric bypass. And they've moved the date now from the 26th to the 27th. And on top of that, and man, I bet you we could do a whole hour on this. My insurance company, you think I get in trouble for talking about my insurance company here? That Clear Channel provides? Because I think all insurance companies do this, don't they? My insurance company, you have to put in for the operation. They have legally 30 days to approve it. I don't have 30 days on the schedule. John's wife does this for a living. Works with insurance. Isn't that what Stacy does? She works with insurance?
Yeah, she's a broker. She doesn't work for a specific company, but she kind of shops around and finds the best possible insurance program for, you know, individuals, groups, whatever.
Yeah, okay. So we were talking about this morning before we got on. So my insurance company has like 30 days to approve this. And we keep calling them every day. Is it approved? Is it approved? And it's now with the medical committee. And here's the skinny I get. The skinny I get is that your insurance company
takes her time in okaying this stuff, hoping that you'll back out and that you won't do it. And so therefore, they can get out of paying for it. Now, their logic behind this is that people change insurance plans every 2 or 3 years, which reflects what I've talked about on this radio station a number of times, how life in America has changed dramatically. Because, and I know you must get sick of me bringing this up, but 33 years ago when I was in this, we were the only people who changed jobs on a regular basis. And if we had insurance, we had minimal insurance. And I go back to the days of no family medical leave. Now, everybody changes jobs. It's part of American culture. And I wonder if, and I'm not trying to give the Bush administration any credit here, but I wonder if it wouldn't make any difference who the president of the United States was, who was in control of Congress. No matter what was going on with the economy, and if you read Paul Krugman's article in this month's Rolling Stone, the middle and lower middle class is definitely getting screwed. But I wonder if people answer, if you were to be asked, if somebody were to call your home and say, we're conducting a survey, and how do you rate the economy? And you would rate the economy as being either fair or poor. If one of the reasons why you would say fair or poor would be because you don't have any job security, that there's a likelihood, no matter what your age is, that between now and the end of 2007, or maybe into 2008, you're either going to go to another job, you're going to get laid off, or you'll quit for some reason. And so the insurance companies are hip to this, and I'm not making them out to be great people either. But what I'm saying is they're hip to this game, so what they figure is, okay, J. Marvin, longevity on job, high-risk business, no security. Hey, we ain't chunking out the $40,000 so Marv can be 150 pounds lighter, take less medication, have less visits to the doctor. We're not going to do it because Marv isn't going to charge this on us and then turn around and in 6 months hit the bricks, either because he gets mad at management, which is his modus operandi, or they've had enough of him and they blow his then thin rear out. So this must be where they're coming from. And then I wonder how many other insurance companies sit out there and they say, okay, no matter what you do, no matter what you do for a living, unless you're a public servant, no matter what you do for a living, okay, we're hip to the idea that you're not going to go get this done because we know that you're going to take a powder on us and we're going to lose money. And therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to drag our feet and we're going to say no, even if the procedure that you want to do is preventive medicine. I wonder how much of this goes on. And I wonder about the security and the insecurity aspect. And to me, it's far more interesting at times, rather than getting on and talking about current events, I mean, i.e. straight politics, sometimes it's more interesting to open the phones up and find out exactly what's going on in your life and exactly how you feel about this kind of stuff. And I'm not saying we're doing that now, but I often wonder how other people feel, or if I'm walking around in some kind of weird vacuum and it's just me. And also the downside of waiting to have the surgery done is, okay? No more going out and buying any clothes. So I'm wearing ill-fitting pants and an ill-fitting shirt, and I'm uncomfortable because I know that 6 months from now, this stuff's not going to fit. And I'll be headed to the Salvation Army, either to buy more clothes or to dump clothes off or wherever you go to do that kind of stuff. All right, it's 6:19, 19 minutes after 6. I don't know whether to call for comments on what I've just said or get on to the big story of this morning, which is the immigration thing, which highly frustrates me and what went on in Greeley yesterday. I guess we'll see coming up. One of the things that I always do is, which frustrates John Turk to no end, is I always get on the air and fly by the seat of my pants. I have plenty to say, but I never do it in an organized...
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Personal injury experience. So Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer, and he'll fight for you. Now, the law offices of Mike Turner can be reached at 303-300-1661. Or you can find out more about Mike Turner on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to HalePetDoor.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Remember, car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. The only place to get a real GEICO quote is at GEICO.com. Besides, it's a real nice place to visit.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Bacon, eggs, and high cholesterol with Jay Marvin in the morning. Hey, good morning. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6, high day 55. I also got to throw in that I love my wife, Mary, too. Sometimes I think Mary probably thinks, you know, Jay just loves Coco. He doesn't love me. Yeah, I do. I love you, Mary. Couldn't make it without you. All right. This is a big story of the morning. I said to John Turk when he walked in here this morning, John who produced the show, I said to him, you know, why does this have to happen now? Because I really don't want to talk about this on the air. And I don't want to talk about it on the air because this is one of these situations where people create these straw man arguments about immigration, about illegal immigration. Like, in other words, if you don't agree with every single thing that they lay down, then you suddenly favor open borders. Now, I don't know if this comes from the Bush administration doing this, if it comes from people like Lou Dobbs doing it, if it comes from other talk show hosts in town doing this. I'm not sure where this comes from. Because before we get into this, I want to state categorically up front, I'm not for open borders. I never have been. I never will be. And I know damn well that you can't have open borders. And I've stated this on the air before. I mean, I lived and worked on the border back in the days when this wasn't even a concern. Most people didn't talk about this. Plus, on top of that, listen to this. Check this out. Working for the Border Patrol back, say, around 1973 was considered to be a cushy government job that you went to your congressperson to try to get constituent service to get appointed to the Border Patrol, because if you ask the Border Patrol people what they did, what they would tell you is, well, you drive around all night. That's all you do. And how do I know this? Because my then brother-in-law tried to get one of these gigs. And you had a lot of people in Southwest Texas who worked on the railroad and did other things, and they wanted steady employment. And they wanted employment security, and one of the ways to get it and get a career was to get on the Border Patrol, and you had a lot of ex-military running around down there because there were military bases like Laughlin and others down there. Anyway, I'm not for open borders. Here's the other thing, too. I'm not for people using other people's Social Security numbers. I'm not for people using other people's IDs. I'm not for any of that stuff. Document theft, to me, is a crime. Punishable, ought to be punishable by imprisonment and fine. I think it's wrong. And I don't condone anybody doing it. And if you look at the Rocky Mountain News this morning, hundreds arrested in a raid at six Swift plants, and it even made the top of the news on the top of the hour here in Greeley. Federal agents raided six Swift and Company meat processing plants in Colorado and five other states yesterday, rounding up hundreds of workers as part of a nationwide investigation into identity theft involving suspected illegal immigrants. The sweeps stirred dramatic scenes inside and outside the plant, where operations ceased and workers' relatives gathered, some holding immigration documents, others fretting about who would pick up children, oblivious to their parents' fate from school. And the thing that bothers me about all of this is kids. This is what bothers me, kids. And what happens to kids when you break families up? This is what bothers me about this whole thing. You know, Ken Salazar says, Senator Ken Salazar has released a statement, and he says that this ought to be a clarion call for the United States Senate and for Congress to come up with some kind of workable solution to immigration reform, which has been bogged down this year. And as critical of Ken Salazar as I've been, I can't agree with him more. I think he's absolutely right. Of course, Tom Tancredo, Mad Tommy, thought this was a great thing, and so did Marilyn Manson Musgrave. She thought it was a great thing, too. The thing is, other than Iraq, this topic frustrates me more than any other topic that's out there. There's no way to come forward, I think, rationally and stand up for and say, okay, it's okay to use forged documents. There's a part of me, though, that believes that these illegal immigrants who do use the forged documents, they're the ones that get popped, while the people that are selling the documents, what happens to them? I mean, do they get nailed? And what do you do about the case where they got kids? What do you do about breaking up families? Because if there's one thing we've heard plenty of in the last 12 years, 15 years, probably longer than that, 20 years, family values. Man, we've heard enough. You know, everybody points their finger in your face and goes, family values. Well, what, breaking up families is family values? Saying to kids, well, mom and dad are gone, or mom's gone. That's a family value? So I don't know what the workable solution to this is. I only know that if you break the law, you're going to get punished. And that's the way it ought to be. It ought to be that if you break the law, you get punished. But I don't have a workable solution to this. And you know what? If you've got a workable solution to this, and I know there's a hard edge among a lot of people out there about illegal immigrants, and we get into all of the different things about them. Well, you know, if they weren't here, Americans would take those jobs. You know, I just want to scream BS because it isn't true. We had I.L. Press on yesterday who indicated that crime is not astronomical in neighborhoods where there are illegal and legal immigrants. The people have done studies on this. That you get guys like David Schultheis down there in the Springs who... somebody gets in an auto accident, they have a Spanish surname, and it's like suddenly, are they legal? You know, if you got an accident, I got an accident, last name of Marvin, nobody's going to call up the hospital or the authorities and is going to say to me, is J. Marvin legal? No, you just assume I'm legal. How do you know Marvin's my real last name? Maybe my real last name is Hernandez or something. So, I'm frustrated. And I'm willing to entertain all your answers at 303-713-7600. And if you got strong feelings on this, then you know what? I want you to get off your half moons and call me. And let me throw one other thing in here real quick if Gina will wait. Will you wait, Gina? Gina?
Yes.
Will you wait here?
Yes.
You know, I love Denver. I love Colorado. My second time here, first time here 10 years ago. I'm from the West. I love the West. No place I'd rather live. But guess what? And I suspect, Gina, you would answer yes to the same question.
What's that?
If we could do the same job that we're doing here, but make twice as much, what would you do? You'd move.
Yeah.
Most people would move. Some people would say, no, I won't move. I don't care. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about my radio career now. I've worked in Chicago. I've worked in San Francisco. You know, I have nothing more to prove. I like it here. I want to stay here regardless of whatever happens. I'll just stay here. But the thing is, suppose somebody came to you and me and said, okay, you know what? Gina and Jay, and John Turk, you can do this morning show, but we'll have you do the morning show in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we'll pay you well over six figures each to go do it. What would you say? No, I can't leave?
I'm there.
All right, so if you're sitting in central Mexico, and you know you can come to the United States, and you can work in a meatpacking plant, and you can make good money, do you risk your life to come to the United States to get that gig, or do you sit down there in central Mexico and make nothing?
Well, you do it, but hopefully you can approach it in a legal way.
Yeah, but what happens if it takes too long legally, and you need the money now?
You know,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I wouldn't want somebody chasing me my whole life.
No, I wouldn't either.
You know,
I'm with you. Same page, but I'd be damn well tempted. And I think that that's something that we never look at. I'd be damn well tempted. I wouldn't do it, but it'd be awful hard to say no. And I'll tell you something else. It'd be really hard to say no if I had no lifestyle. If I lived in a shack with a dirt floor and could basically hardly put food on the table, I would have trouble saying no. All right. 634-303-7137-600. Let's throw this open. I'm going to do a couple hours on this morning anyway. Gina, how's traffic rolling?
Well, not very good right now. We got major problems for Lakewood eastbound 6th Avenue. Looks like we had at least one serious crash there, possibly multiple wrecks really jamming up that roadway from Bryant to Federal. So you may just want to seek an alternate completely around it. We also had a bike involved in a crash. It's tying up the intersection of northbound Sheridan at 38th.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
For $59.99, or the club steering wheel lock in a two-pack, twice the security for only $49.99 after rebate. How about a 2.3 cubic foot beverage refrigerator for just $89? All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
It's the season for Checker Auto Parts.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'll be happy to wash your dirty laundry. Of course, I want $50 an hour for it. 6:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good morning. High today, 55. Yeah. I don't want to wash my dirty laundry. I'll hire somebody else to do it. But then again, you know what? If they come from south of the border and don't have the proper credentials, arrest them. Hundreds arrested in six in raids at six Swift plants. And I'm just frustrated with the whole deal. I just want to hear your feelings about it. Let's go to Tracy in Thornton. Tracy, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
You don't really want to know. I don't know. I'm hanging in here, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that I'm far from prejudiced. My husband is half black and half Mexican. His grandmother was illegal, his grandfather was an illegal immigrant, but and so were, you know, my great-grandparents and grandparents were all immigrants. I don't know if they were legal or illegal, but it sounds to me like you are defending the fact that illegal immigrants today, first of all, want to make more money, and that justifies it somehow, and also that illegal immigrants have families, and if we send them back, we're breaking up families. What are we doing to the families? So I just want to ask you, if a drug dealer or a bank robber or somebody who breaks the law because they want to make more money and they go to prison and breaks up a family and it leaves a child without a parent, and they're doing it because they want more money for their family, is that okay? And what's the difference?
Well, I think you bring up some good points. One of the things I've always noticed, and I notice it now more than I did 18 years ago, of course, this business has changed a lot in 18 years, is that in order to make an argument about something or support your argument, most people, including myself, Tracy, I include myself in this, we have a tendency to reach for the extremes. And I think selling drugs or killing people or committing those kind of hardcore crimes are a lot different than the crime of identity theft. That's number one. And then number two, I'm not defending them. I'm not defending what they did. I'm not defending any of that. I'm frustrated over the situation. I don't think defense is the right term because I don't think there is a defense for breaking the law. And as far as families go, the only thing that bothers me about that is adults are prepared to pay consequences, and adults can pay consequences. Maybe I shouldn't say they're prepared to, but they can. I mean, if you go to jail or you get deported or whatever happens to you, depending on what you do, I mean, you got to pay the consequence. And it's different when you go to a 20-year-old or a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old or whatever, and you say, this is what you're going to do. What do you do, though, when it's like a 10 or 13, 14-year-old kid? It's like all of a sudden, well, mom or dad is gone. And then finally, the last part about in the defense of making money. Tracy, I'm not trying to say that's a defense for anything. What I'm trying to say is that short of committing some kind of heinous crime like rape or robbery, most of us, it's human nature that most of us in economic circumstances would relocate or go somewhere else if we thought we could make a sizable amount of money. And what you've got is you got a third world country, despite what Tom Tancredo says that he thinks Miami's one. We've got one sitting to the south of us. I don't know how much experience you've ever had in Mexico. We've got third world countries sitting south of us, and we have this huge problem with them. And here we are pouring a gazillion bucks a minute and human lives. We lost 5 more soldiers last night into Iraq. Don't you think we'd be better off paying some attention to what's going on in Mexico and start leaning on the Mexican government?
Absolutely. And I agree with everything you're saying. And I also do not, you know, it's not that I don't believe in immigration. But when you say, you know, it takes too long to do it legally, when I was working 2 jobs as a bartender at night and a waitress during the day trying to get through college one class at a time, it took a long time to finish college before I could get a good job, but I didn't go out and do something illegal to make more money. And, you know, it may not be a heinous crime. What I'm talking about is most of us, yeah, if we could relocate and make a lot more money, we would do that. Most of us would not break the law to make more money when there's a legal way to do it. And it's going to take a lot more work, and it's going to take a lot more time to do it legally, but it is possible. And maybe we should have, and I agree that we need immigrants, and we need people working here. We need people from outside, and we definitely need diversity. But I think we should make it easier, you know, for legal immigration and legal, you know, and not open borders, but there's no excuse for breaking the law. And it's not like I've never broken the law, but I paid, you know, I paid for my
crime. Oh, come on. You've never broken the law.
Oh, just admit it. No,
just admit it. You never have. You sound too nice. Okay, look, let me just throw one other thing in here. Poverty and hunger is a tremendous motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And most of us, even though we'll claim to tell hard luck stories, most of us have never had to face that.
I agree.
And I'm talking about the abject poverty that you see in places like Mexico and Guatemala.
I agree. And who knows what any of us would do if we were in that situation.
And how about if you had a kid that depended on you?
And I agree with that, too. I mean, when I was working two jobs, it's because I had a child and I was a single mom, you know, at the time. So I understand that. And I don't know what I'd do if I was in that situation, but I don't think just because we may not know what we'd do if we were in that situation, or I don't think there's any reason to condone breaking the law. I think that we should find ways to bring in people legally and easier ways. That's what I think. But I don't think that any of us should sit here and say, it's okay because. I think that a lot of people that maybe sell drugs, I think a lot of people that are in, you know, in prison that are U.S. citizens do it because they feel like there's nothing else they can do to make money.
I think I think it's part of it. I think it's part of it. But I also think, too, that I'm not excusing it away, and I don't think there's anything that excuses breaking the law. But I think that when it comes to this particular law and these particular things that go on, I think you got to have some ounce of understanding, and we got to figure out a way to solve this. Tracy, have a great day, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you. Let's go to Louie in North Glen. Louie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. I kind of took the day off and have really mixed feelings on these things that you're mentioning because I am a Colorado citizen. I worked in the graphic arts industry printing T-shirts for a good 8 years of my life and found that even that 8 years experience wasn't enough to keep a good wage because Paco was willing to work for half the price that I was willing to work. And I think that one of the things American citizens need to realize is that if people come over here and are willing to work for less, that you don't move to another location, you enhance your skills, which is what I've done. I've become a graphic designer now, and I do have a coworker that is an illegal immigrant, and I don't really have any problems with it because he's just like I am. He's just trying to make a living.
Yeah, I think enhancing your skills is a big part of it. I think all of us, you know, we have that and we have technology. I mean, look at my business. You know, disc jockeys are no more because they're being voice tracked out of jobs, and syndication takes other people's gigs. I mean, I'm the only live person on this radio station. 34 years ago, if you told me that, I would have said, nah, that's not possible. But it is going on. And in the end, you're right. These are human beings. Trouble is, you can't condone breaking the law. And there's got to be, this can't be such a Rubik's Cube that we can't figure out how to get to the bottom of it. This is what astounds me, man. That we can't figure out how to get to the bottom of this?
Well, I think one of the things that we have is that there's so many other people that are willing to take advantage of people and make more money, whereas my last job, I was at $17 an hour. I come to this other T-shirt shop, and now I'm only making $14. This clown wanted to pay me $10 an hour to start. And it's like, well, why? You know, what? Why don't my skills that I've worked on for the last 19 years mean anything?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. You're not alone, because I'll tell you, I think that there are thousands. Okay, well, maybe in the case of this program, there's five out there listening who are saying, yeah, Louie, I'm in the same situation. And you want to know something, Louie? I'm in the same situation. I could be syndicated out of here tomorrow. And I've spent 34 years working on this. But I don't have an answer. And I think maybe that has something to do with the economic security. Louie, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Enjoy your day off.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. I hear where he's coming from. I mean, maybe we ought to throw in this insecurity about the economy business in here, too. 303-713-7600-649. 49 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get it in podcast at am760.net and also IM me at am760.net. Gina looks at the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we've got some major issues again for Lakewood. We've got a series of wrecks, what looks like at least three collisions, one of them pretty serious, approaching Federal on, again, that's eastbound 6th Avenue. So we've got some major jam up behind that. It's starting to move pretty well past Federal up to I-25. So just keep this in mind. You may want to seek an alternate completely around this. You could use I-70 or certainly 285 eastbound instead. Also still had a bicycle down northbound Sheridan at 38, so avoid that intersection. With it today, mostly sunny and mild, windy in the foothills, high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, again, in the foothills, low of 28. And right now, few clouds, 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Jeep premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Jeep vehicles. And before...
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com. Today.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky. Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Much love songs where you don't have to have any voice. Sing along. 53 minutes after 6. Good morning. High today, 55, partly cloudy. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. I just thought of a really radical idea, and I'm not advocating we do this, but I'm just throwing it out here in answer to this immigration problem. We're talking about the arrests yesterday in Greeley. What would happen if everybody in North America, all right, everybody in America stood up and said, here's the deal to the Mexican government. Either you straighten up your house and you fix what's going on down there, or I'm taking a vacation some other place. Now, you want to know something? Jews around this country did it like 18 years ago when the Mexican government voted against Israel and the UN, and it costs them a ton of money. Maybe we ought to think about that idea. Dave in Aurora, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I guess I got a few things to say about this thing. Unfortunately, I don't think that there is a compassionate way for us to deal with this issue. First off and foremost, when these people cross this border, they know that if they get caught, they're going to go through this stuff. All right? They should, number one, be thankful that we send them back to Mexico and aren't the type of country who loads them and their family in some concentration camp and keeps them there. At least we send them back. Now,
yeah, but wait a minute. Think about this. If what you're saying is true, then we as a country and the industries in this country have got to stop playing nod and a wink and patty cake with them and making it known that their services are wanted, which we've been doing for 50 years.
I agree. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? But when these people cross the border and they start families or they bring their wives and they have kids here in an effort to validate, if you will, their citizenship, then I think it's wrong. They're the ones taking the chance to break their families up when they do this.
Yeah, but it doesn't validate their citizenship because what happens to their kids has no effect on their citizenship.
Exactly, but it does break up their family, and that's what the families up there in Greeley were griping about yesterday, about, oh, don't break up our families, don't do this and that, you know? These people know that when they come across that border that they're taking this chance, all right? And the employers that go around and do the same thing and hire them, all right, the penalty should be 20 to 30 times more than they are right now, and they should be enforced, all right? But there's another thing, too, all right? Mexico is no Darfur, okay? Mexico has every chance to create its economy and to strengthen its economy and have that opportunity to put its people to work, and we still have people coming across the border here. Sure.
Because they have unequal redistribution of the wealth upward, they have mass corruption, and they have a gigantic neighbor to the north that has turned a wink and a nod to that and has never said anything to them about it.
But it's just as we have here. I mean, we've got mass corruption and redistribution
not
of wealth
like,
here.
You know what?
Right?
Making that statement shows me that you must never have been there, because what they have has nothing. What's going on there doesn't even compare to... you can't even compare what goes on here to what goes on there.
Oh, and I understand. Don't get me wrong. And I have been there, okay?
Then you know.
But these people have the opportunity to do what they want to do within their country, regardless of their government. They can still start their own businesses. They can still be entrepreneurs.
No, you
know
what? It doesn't work that way, and it's not that easy. And what you're doing is you're not taking a realistic look of the interior conditions in Mexico. And also, do me a favor, too. Stop calling them these people. They're human beings. You sound like Rush Limbaugh.
Exactly, and I'm not trying to categorize them in a way to where they're something different than we are. But they're in their country, and we're in our country, and they need to stay there and work out their issues.
You know what?
That's
easier said than done, man. That's easier said than done. All right, I appreciate the call, Dave. Take care. Have a great day. All right, we'll continue this on the other side here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now my email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane.
Antidepressants save my life. They save lives.
But critics say they can cost lives, too. Underway now, a hearing on putting even stronger suicide warnings on some popular drugs used to treat depression. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano.
Heidi Bryan suffers from depression and knows its dangers.
Cousin killed himself. I had an uncle when I was growing up who killed himself.
Her brother shot himself. Now the head of a Pennsylvania suicide prevention group, she'll tell an FDA advisory panel antidepressants save lives, and that strong warnings about antidepressant suicide risks might drive adults from treatment. An FDA staff report finds these drugs raise suicide risks in young adults under 25. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's merger mania at 35,000 feet. Published reports say United and Continental Airlines are talking about a possible merger. AirTran, a discount carrier, has an offer on the table for Midwest Air. Industry consultant Michael Boyd says any airline merger could mean less service and higher fares.
Generally, the consumer loses one option. And generally, there's less air service to a lot of places, particularly smaller communities. And it doesn't open up opportunities for new airlines whatsoever.
Need help caring for an elderly parent? Ask the boss. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what kind of help's out there?
Well, more and more, it seems, Frank. Many large companies are realizing it makes sense to offer something. McGraw-Hill and Unilever help pay for emergency caregivers for the parents of workers. Prudential Financial, according to the LA Times, helps employees find social workers. And some companies are now going as far as letting workers include aging parents in their health insurance coverage. One study figures employee absences because of elder care costs employers $33 billion a year. Frank?
More bad weather today won't help Oregon search teams looking for three Mount Hood climbers missing since the weekend. Rescue worker Mark Ross says getting to the men is going to be tough, but not impossible.
I found people after longer periods in the snow, kids even, after more than a week that were still alive.
Overseas, bombings have taken at least 15 more lives in Iraq, including 11 people killed in a Baghdad bus stop bombing.
The importance in an attack like today comes from its location. It's outside a Shia mosque. Obviously, mosques in Islam are divinely holy properties, and for those to be attacked in any way is seen as a big slight on religion.
Reporter Pete Gowan, Baghdad. In this country, President Bush meets today with top Pentagon officials to get their advice on how to reshape his war policy. In England, police are telling streetwalkers to watch out for a modern-day Jack the Ripper. CBS's Sheila McVicker has that from London.
Five women have been killed in an incredibly short period of time. All were prostitutes, all worked the same red light district outside the English town of Ipswich.
Just ahead of the bell, S&P stock futures are up more than 5 points. The government says November retail sales posted a strong 1% gain. This is CBS News.
Pick up the phone.
Yellow.
Where are you?
I'm kind of run down, so I stayed home.
Aren't you my immune system?
Right. I'm kind of beat.
Look, I'm counting on you. The big New York meeting's
tonight. You know, holding the phone's making me tired.
What?
So
I need you.
Can't afford the downtime? At the first sign of a cold, take new Cold FX capsules to strengthen your immune system and keep you going strong. Cold FX, the number one cold remedy in Canada, is now available here. Find Cold FX in the cough and cold section of your local pharmacy.
Is there someone on your gift list who loves the great outdoors? REI can help you decide. Did they knit their own mountain bike cozy? Is their front door a nylon zippered flap? Are they wearing ski goggles in their passport photo? Is their idea of a walk in the park a run up a mountain? If you answered yes to any of these questions, head straight to REI to find expert gift picks for that outdoor enthusiast. Or pick up an REI gift card. So come to REI or shoprei.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Between 150 and 160 federal agents went into the meatpacking plant in Greeley, ready to verify workers' IDs.
They had computer links so that they could verify
that documents were accurate, that the information given them by the employees was accurate.
Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck says the raid was planned months ago. When federal investigators carried out that immigration raid, another Swift company slaughterhouse houses, that is, in Greeley and other states, millions of dollars lost. Swift officials say any production disruption to the company's beef and pork plants quickly becomes a costly matter. No comment from Swift and Company this morning. National Restaurant Association expects higher sales at Colorado restaurants this year. Part of that has to do with more people moving to the state. The other part could be increased prices as a result of Amendment 42, which raises the minimum wage starting on January 1st. Colorado Restaurant Association President Pete Meersman says minimum wage requirement, tipped employees, will go up by 80% and will be adjusted each year for inflation. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, the major hotspot still eastbound 6, struggling right now out of Lakewood between Wadsworth and I-25 due to some multiple wrecks that we had near Perry. Rescue still on scene. Two right lanes blocked along with the ramp from Perry. Traffic is crawling, so be prepared for major delays. We also had cleanup on the eastbound 6th exit ramp to Bryant and a new two-car at 16th and Blake. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny and mild. Windy in the foothills, high of 57. Right now, a few clouds, 34 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Dodge premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Dodge vehicles. And before the year ends, get up to a $5,000 cash allowance on 2007 Dodge vehicles. Or grab a great deal on the remaining 2006 models.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
But the reason, like I said, why they do that is because they won't give them the opportunity to come in and work and make their money and do what they need to do, just like us. You know, I was born here, and, you know, we don't work as hard as these other people do. And they're the ones that, you know, get taken away and treated like trash when, you know, they're worth as much as we are. They're people like we are.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
707 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 55 under partly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin along with you. We're talking, we did the first hour, and I want to get into this the second hour as well. We're talking about the hundreds arrested in the rated 6 Swift plants in Greeley. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And do I need to restate again? I'm not for open borders. I'm not for using illegal documents to break the law. But I'm frustrated by this whole thing. And I realize more than ever we're dealing with human beings here, and it just boggles my mind that we can't get an answer to this problem, and then on top of that, we have a tendency to give over to extremism when we're dealing with this. Also, is it wrong to get on the air and to crow about somebody's misfortunes, John? Is that wrong? Did you answer on the air yes, or did they hear you when you said that, or did you just say it in my headphones?
I just said it in your headset.
Is it wrong?
No.
Okay, while we lie, I got one line open at 303-713-7600. While we line up calls for this, I want to tell you something just happened to somebody. I just found this out, like, during the news. If you've held a number of jobs like I've held a number of jobs, one of the things about working in this environment is you got to work closely with somebody. Whether it's John Turk and myself working closely together, or specifically if you work on the air with a partner, you have to work specifically close. And I'm a sensitive human being. And I get my feelings hurt easily. And I'm working on this. You know, I've been doing this for 18 years. I ought to have this talk format. I ought to have brains enough not to get injured by some of the email and also by some of the comments that people make. And John and I have had our fights. But I found this out. One of the worst people I ever worked with, I'll name her, Eileen Byrne, who was mean-spirited, who was angry, was conservative, and I was paired with her at WLS, and Mary, God bless her, Mary didn't like her. Now, that takes a lot. I just found out this morning she got fired. Justice is served. You know what? Hope you can't get a gig. All right. Because I never felt so beat up and so downtrodden and so stepped on when I left that job. Yeah, celebration. You know what? Finally, somebody gets theirs, okay? Finally, somebody gets theirs. I walked out on that gig, and I made twice as much money as I make here. And I just, you know what? It's like, yeah, goodbye, Eileen. You know, you suck on the air. You suck as a human being. You know, you're out. See you later, okay? And don't put me down as a reference. And I hope this people are streaming this in Chicago on AM760.net. And if they're not, it's too bad I'm not filling in for Ed Schultz this afternoon where they are carried in Chicago, because I'd get on the air and say exactly the same thing. Matter of fact, I'd take an illegal immigrant over her any day of the week. They're probably better. All right, let's get back on the phones and talk about this Swift thing, because I'm highly frustrated by it, and I just don't know what the answer is. Let's go to Bart in Monument. Bart, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, good morning. Yeah, the last guy was funny. He kind of had a... Look, why don't these immigrants pick themselves up by the bootstrap and start a company? You know, I want to see what this guy says when he's paying more for groceries and paying more for all the turn down whenever he's on vacation. It's funny that we're so interested, and especially the right wing, are just so angry about these low-wage jobs that we want to save for our own Americans, and yet they're not Gretchen and moaning about the outsourcing of all the middle class jobs, and they don't complain about the lack of tariffs on products being brought in. They just want to put their brain in neutral, go to Walmart, buy wall crap for 99 cents on, you know, where it should be a bunch of getting these products here in America. But no, we have to really defend this you know, clean bathrooms and crops, you know, seasonal work that they think just going to, you know, they're going to take over and the American people should be doing it. It's so misguided, it makes me sick. And I'm glad you told that lady Eileen off. You know what, I've worked with a few people like that. I just left a job full of people like that. And I think what goes around comes around. Look what happened in the last midterm election. So,
yeah, you know what, I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I think there are people who buy meat from Swift, you know what? They don't care where it comes from. They don't care who does it. And as far as outsourcing of middle-class jobs, yeah, man, it's going on at a rapid rate. It's causing economic insecurity. You know, the president of the United States says yesterday, I believe it is, he says, well, you know, listen, I have to make a decision about Iraq because I'm not going to outsource the commander-in-chief job to somebody else. And I thought to myself, why not? You're overseeing the outsourcing of jobs out of this country every single frickin' day. And you're right about this. It's economics. It is economics. I've raised this on the air before, and you're so right. How many people want to go out there? And you know what? Here's the deal, Bart. We'll get people who call up and say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But how many people want to go out and pay more this holiday season for vegetables and stuff that they buy at the supermarket for their holiday dinner table?
Yeah, and everything in Walmart's made in China. It's the exact same issue. Every single piece of merchandise you pick up and throw in your cart that could have been made here, we've done away with a lot of the infrastructure here for the small manufacturers. You know, for people that want to open up their own shop. I want to make Tupperware bowls or something like it. How do I do that? Well, you cannot compete with these big producers that go overseas, even our some of our ITs in India and other places where even middle management, if you call up to complain about your phone service now, you'll be directed to, you know, Sri Lanka or wherever and deal with somebody else. That middle manager isn't making what they would make here. So illegal immigrants, I agree that there's a high cost, Jay, like you said earlier, on the infrastructure for them. The medical expenses, the education, I agree there's a high cost there, and that needs to be worked on. Maybe these illegal immigrants that come here could pay taxes on the money they do make. I'm sure that would make everyone happy. They probably wouldn't mind doing it for the services they receive.
Well, they pay into Social Security, but they never collect it. Here's what I don't understand. Why can't this president, and I wouldn't care if the president were Democratic, why can't the president and the Congress sit down with the Mexican government and say, look, we cannot and we will not absorb your poverty and we will not absorb your corruption. Yes, we need workers, but we need them the right way, and they need to come here for the right reasons, and we are not going to act as an escape valve for your mismanagement. How come we don't do that?
Well, you know, that's another common sense issue. I don't think Bush has a common sense thought in his all day long, every day of the year. So it's so sad that he drove us to a lot of the brink of destruction in a lot of areas. And I have a lot of right wing friends. I work on a construction crew. I called you a few months ago, but the right wing, hopefully they'll see that the direction we take it in, with the Democrats in charge is good for the country. It's actually, we'll actually work to make things better here instead of, hoping God comes in and cleans up all of our messes.
Well, I hope you're right. Bart, thanks, man. Appreciate
talk
it.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. No, I'd like to talk to a conservative about this. I'd like to talk to somebody who's a hardcore GOP person. Why don't we sit down? First of all, employers need to be punished. Second of all, why don't we sit down with the Mexican government and why don't we say to them, look, you know what? We cannot act as a safety valve for your problems. And you're going to have to clean it up. Now, I'm going to ask you something real tough here. Maybe it's a bad analogy. Maybe it's a bad thing to ask. Maybe, you know, you can tell me, Jay, unfair. Don't even bring it up, but I'm going to try. Which do you think is more important? No, let me rephrase this. Which do you think is a bigger threat to the United States of America? Do you think Iraq was and is a bigger threat, or do you think that porous borders and illegal immigration is a bigger threat? Now, let me PS this by saying, people who come across the borders to do work, like in the Swift plants and other things, they're human beings. They basically want the same things in life that you want, but they can't get it at home. And if their being here galls you or upsets you, why wouldn't you support the idea of putting pressure on the Mexican government to clean up its act? After all, we have had a boycott running against Cuba, an embargo running against Cuba, since the 60s. We routinely turn our backs on countries that we disagree. I mean, we don't talk to the Iranians. We don't talk to the Syrians. I mean, we don't talk to, you know. And why do we do that? Well, Ahmadinejad is nuts. I mean, he says, you know, Israel will soon be wiped out. I mean, he's crazy. But the fact is that we're doing it to apply pressure. Why is it we don't wheel around and we don't turn around and we don't say to the Mexican government, clean it up. Clean it up and clean it up now, because we're not in the business of being your safety valve. And you know something? If people want to come here and from your country and they want to work and they want to work here legally, we'd love to have them. But we're not a catch-all for your problems. Why can't we do that? And I would love to know what somebody who considers themselves to be hardcore GOP or a hardcore conservative, can you call me at 303-713-7600? Can you tell me what this administration and what a...
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
An alternate, or expect to be caught up for a while in this. Rescue still on scene, and we still have two lanes blocked. If you're already stuck, you want to move left around this event. On our side street, 16th and Blake is the latest problem area. Weather today, mostly sunny and mild, windy in the foothills, high of 57. Right now, a few clouds, 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the Dodge premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Dodge vehicles. And before the year ends, get up to a $5,000 cash allowance on 2007 Dodge vehicles. Or grab a great deal on the remaining 2006 models.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
My son started having behavior problems. The total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Another holiday season and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
coming back home.
Good morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 55. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement, that's what it's all about here with me, Jay Marvin. I am me at am760.net. Stream me at am760.net. Podcast me at am760.net. Abuse me at am760.net. And We're talking about the arrest at the Swift plant in Greeley. And I just don't have an easy answer for this. And I'm just open to exploring all ideas. Here's Jay in Littleton. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay, man.
Good. Listen, I just kind of wanted to chime in on this immigration thing. I really believe that the builders that build the houses, the employers, are fully responsible for this. They know exactly who they're hiring. They're not paying health care benefits for these people. They're not paying 401ks, no profit sharing. These people aren't going to cause any problems for them, and they're just paying them cash out of their pocket. Maybe not Swift because it's a big corporation, but, you know, I'm a heavy equipment mechanic, and I go to these jobs where they're building these houses all the time, and I watch them pull up on a Friday afternoon and whip out a knot of cash and just pay them out, and they go on their ways. And that's the big problem. The builders and the employers of these people need to be held responsible. They need to be fined heavily. They're, you know, my wife's a nurse at St. Anthony's Hospital, and all they do is they come in, they have no health insurance, but we have to take care of them. They're a big burden on the healthcare system. But they're people, just like you said, they're people. It's Christmas time, bad things have happened. And families are broken up, and it's a horrible, horrible thing. And they need to get organized somehow. Somehow, that, like you said, we need to get a hold of the Mexican government, and we need to organize these people. And people say, oh, they just come here and they do jobs that Americans don't want to do. Well, that's not true. Americans don't want to do them anymore because there's no money in them anymore. Roofers 15 years ago used to make $15, $20 an hour. You're lucky as a roofer if you can get $6 an hour now. And that's what it's come down to. And I really believe that this is a big problem. And like you said, there's no easy answer for it.
What you're saying, too, about these wages and business, that's the bottom line. And the bottom line is how it affects us economically. And we need to figure a way out of this problem. We're always going to need immigrants. There's no question about it. Thing is, we don't need illegals. But on the other hand, we can't turn around and treat them as if they're not human beings and they don't matter. These people who run around and scream, oh, you know what, let's deny them medical care. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to deny a 22-year-old woman who has, you know, the flu or something, or sick, or has appendicitis? Are you going to tell her to get out in the street? I mean, that's not practical and humane. And you're right. These employers, I mean, we play this game with them. I've lived on the border. We play this game with them where, well, publicly, we don't want you. But really, what we really do is we really do want you because, you know what? We know we can pay you cheap.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember, about 3 weeks ago, there was a really bad car accident in Idaho Springs where there were 15 immigrants coming across the ball, coming from somewhere. I'm not sure where they were, but they all ended up at St. Anthony's Hospital. 15 people, four of them died. I believe some of them were really, really badly injured with, you know, millions of dollars of surgery. And then they get up and they walk out and there's no bill to pay or anything. And like I said, it's a healthcare system. It hurts everyone because there's people out there that can't get health care because it is partially because of this situation. You know, this situation is a burden on problems with it, too.
How about this? Let me turn it around and say this to you. Okay, these employers who are hiring illegals and not paying them health care, and then because we're humane people and we should be humane people, then we turn around and we pay for their health care, and guess what? That's welfare. That's welfare to business. Is that right? And all we ever hear about is, oh, these people are collecting welfare. Yeah, what we're doing is we're paying welfare to business. I don't think that that's right. We shouldn't be giving them any break. It's just wrong. Holly and Greeley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to say a little bit about this plant down there. In Greeley, in the 70s, that plant was a union plant, and they paid like $17 an hour. They had health care. And they broke a union by closing it for 2 years. And I worked at the hospital at the time. It practically closed that hospital, and it really hurt the town. And when they reopened it, it was $5 an hour. No health care, no benefits. And previously, of course, you had whites and Hispanics working there. And, you know, most of the people that came up to work in the fields came up on those guest worker programs. They'd come up, they'd work, and then they'd go back to Mexico to their homes. We took away that guest worker program, and we ruined that plant. And you can see where it started, right there.
Well, we have, in this country, we have aided and abetted, supported and helped break unions. And then we complain, about wages, and we complain about the state of the economy, we complain about job insecurity. And we've shot ourselves in the foot. You know, doesn't it get you when you run across somebody who's anti-union?
Absolutely. I come from the Midwest.
I mean, I know, I've been in unions. Been in unions a lot. I know they're not perfect. Nothing is perfect. I know that they have problems. They're only as good as the people who are active in them. But the fact is that when they raise wages, they raise everybody's wages. And most of what we take for granted in the workplace today, they've gone out and got us. Yet, you know something? We sit and we'll do it time and time and time again and vote against our own self-interests. Figure that out.
Well, you know, what really bothers me is people sit there with their jobs, with their, like you say, their 401k, their health care, their sick days, and they complain about the unions. And it's like, well, then give up all those things because people died for you to have that. Just because you're not working in a union shop, you're reaping all the benefits. And, yeah, it is an arrogance. It's an arrogance, and it's people don't understand. Yesterday I drove through the poorest part of Greeley, and I was looking around, and, you know, the houses are old and tattered, and but that is not third-world poverty. And people who go down to Mexico as tourists and think they know, and you have got to get out there and you have got to experience third-world poverty. I was in Africa this summer, and I tell you what, I could not believe what a country, a wealthy country, just like Mexico. Mexico's a wealthy country. I mean, they have oil, they have tourism.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, and you see the way the people live. And this is how a country works that has no safety net, has no social programs. Those people have nothing. They're building houses out of garbage. Everybody's enterprising. Everybody's got a little business. They're trying to sell something. When you buy something from them, that money goes right from your hand to their hand. They eat that day. And I know a lot of people I was with, they said, you were told not to do that. You're not supposed to buy that. You're not supposed to buy from them. And I said, look, that guy doesn't look like he's had a meal in 3 days. You know, I just didn't understand the attitude. You know, don't people see what's right before their eyes? You know,
no, because they don't see it. And here's something else most people don't see. And we don't discuss this very often. And I don't say much about it on the air. And I should, and we all should. If you look at most of the problems that we suffer in the world, I'm talking about in Mexico, I'm talking about in Latin America, I'm talking about in the Middle East, most of this stuff is blowback from our prior foreign policies.
Oh,
because
yeah.
In the past, we never gave a damn what happened in Mexico. We only cared what we could get out of Mexico. And Mexico is one big, you know, tra-la-la. And nobody cared. Now, the chickens come home to roost. And we are defeating ourselves domestically. And we are defeating ourselves foreign policy-wise. And we can change this, but we just have to wake up. Holly, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. We do. We have to wake up. Think about this. People don't wake up one day and don't like us for no reason. You know, really, they don't. They don't just wake up one day and go, we don't like you. But let me tell you what we're taught. I'll tell you what we're taught. What we're taught, and particularly my generation, is that people in third world countries don't like us because they envy us. Because they envy what we have, and they're jealous. And you go talk to people in third world countries, you want to know something? It's far from that. They want to be left alone. Or they want us to do the right thing instead of the wrong thing. And the wrong thing is to sit here and say nothing to Mexico. That's the wrong thing. Signing these trade agreements, NAFTA, CAFTA, these things that put American workers at risk, that's the wrong thing to do. Well, I'm getting really emotional here, aren't I, Gina, at 7:34?
Yes.
I am.
Well, I can understand why.
You just wait. We'll be technologically out of a gig. They'll figure out a way to automate this.
Oh, boy.
Syndicate it.
Don't say that.
Then you and I will be...
obsolete?
At the Swift plant in Greeley. Do you know I worked at a meatpacking plant?
Oh.
I worked at an Oscar Mayer plant.
Oh, gosh.
I've never told this on the air.
I guess it wasn't kosher then.
No. And I was a security guard. And I got fired. You know why?
Why?
Because I was drunk on the job.
No, you were not.
Yes, because I was bored.
Are
but
you
I'll
kidding?
Tell you something. That little statement they make about never eating another hot dog again?
Yeah.
Of course, until it, and I'm not saying, it's no reflection on Oscar Mayer. This is like 40 years ago, but I'm saying until I... And then, of course, I would eat anything. It's 7:35, 35 minutes past the hour. Gina with traffic.
All right, we got some good news. Traffic's starting to flow much better now along eastbound 6 out of Lakewood. All of those cars being moved off onto Federal. We do have a little Curiosity slowing past it. It's going to take a few minutes to shake loose completely there between Sheridan and I-25, but it's definitely a big improvement. Status quo pretty much around the city, just the normal slow pockets on highways with the exception of one new incident, westbound I-70 at Vasco.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Come in. Now with video.
Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760.
Progressive Talk.
If your child has a drug problem and nothing seems to help, don't stop dead in your tracks. A chemical dependency counselor can still help you get your family back on the right track. A tip in your family's interest presented by Metro Pavers, reminding you that Denver is a great place for everyone to work, shop, and live, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Metro Pavers in Denver, always concerned for the future, safety, and welfare of children.
7:37, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of justice, hey, you know what? We never think about it. We don't plan for it. But one day you could need it, and that's the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mike and Scott are two of the nicest guys I know, and they're really concerned with you. They've got years of personal injury experience. They fight corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. Mike is a trial lawyer. You know what? And he's proud of it. And Mike is a Progressive lawyer, too, who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call DebtSet now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Hi, this is Troy Hampshire, host of the Safe Money Show with Troy and Troy. Airing every Sunday at 1 o'clock, be sure to tune in this Sunday, supercharging your retirement dollars.
Remember, car insurance websites that promise multiple rate quotes can't speak for GEICO. The only place to get a real GEICO quote is at GEICO.com. Besides, it's a real nice place to visit.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If that many people all over the country have actually stolen somebody else's Social Security number and are using it and then used it to get a job, then they're felons.
Yeah, that's Mad Tommy Tancredo, who has basically really no workable solutions to immigration except to enrich his own position in life. 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock at AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high today 55. By the way, I told this story on the air about him. I'll tell it again. I saw him in a restaurant, okay, where there were immigrants working there. Now, I don't know if they were illegal or legal. I didn't ask, and I didn't really care. But I noticed, see, he didn't ask either. I noticed he didn't say anything. And didn't somebody once call here and tell us that Tommy had illegal immigrants working on his house? Yeah, okay. You know what I'm proud to say? I'm proud to say that, you know what? And I'm not an illegal immigrant, but I'm proud to say I've never hired an illegal. Let's go to Adrian in Denver. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm about to take maybe an unpopular stance on this, but to me, this is how I think about it. I understand that they're human beings, and they should be treated with compassion. And I think to some degree they are socially, as far as, you know, the education that they receive when they come here, as far as the medical care that they receive when they're here. But what happened yesterday is somewhat inherent to what they're doing or to the job. When you come here illegally, you understand, and I'm sure they do understand, that this could possibly happen. And it's hard for me to I couldn't get out in a protest or be angry about what happened because it is inherent to the job. If I live in the, you know, inner city of Chicago, and my family's dirt poor, and I'm uneducated, could be my fault, or it could be that I'm just young and stupid, but I have to deal drugs to feed my family. I know inherently that I could be shot, killed, put in prison for the rest of my life. And it's just that's part of the consequences that come with it.
Well, once again, as I said to an earlier caller this morning between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, and we all do this, I do it too, and I've been thinking about this a lot, we reach for the extremes in order to support an argument. Even the poorest of the poor in Chicago, and I don't know if you've been to the poor sections of Chicago, the south and west side. I have. Even the poorest of the poor there is not as bad as it is south of the border. Needless to say, what you're saying about the consequences is absolutely correct and true. But the problem is, here's the problem. The problem is, we don't get any of this solved as long as people in this country, and you and I and everybody else, focuses their anger and their outrage on some guy with the last name of Torres, or some guy with a Hispanic surname, because in the end, they're just cogs in the wheel, and they are human beings.
Right.
But the people that are responsible for these problems are never going to get touched by ICE or anybody else, and they're not being held accountable, and we don't have anybody who wants to hold them accountable or even basically tries to take care of business in this area.
Right, I do understand that, but I don't think you understand really what I'm saying is, to me, I am ambiguous about what happened yesterday because it is inherent to the problem. I understand that, you know, Swift, yeah, they should be held accountable for hiring, you know, illegal aliens. But you have to understand that they were, some of the people assumed the identity of American citizens. And that is just downright wrong.
Yeah, you're right about that, but you can't be ambiguous to it because you have to understand, and I think you do understand, and I think we should look at it more, and there's a great book out on this subject called The Devil's Highway by Luis Urrea, what these folks go through to get here and the motivations and the reasons that they do come here. And the thing is, both moneyed interests on both sides of the border are making money off of this, while these people are just, they're just expendable machinery. And
right.
and the thing is, they're human beings, and they've got families, and they've got desires, and they have wants. And the thing is, we've played this game with them.
Oh, they're
and,
no
this,
doubt about
and this
it.
Game we've played with them, sure, okay, then you know. The game we played with them is, yeah, we don't want you here. But in reality, we really do. And we've wanted you here since the 30s, since the 40s, since the 50s, since the Bracero programs. I mean, we've wanted you here. Now,
right.
All of a sudden, because it's politically popular and people have got to have something, we suddenly are turning around and we want to shut the door on them and we want to focus our ambiguous feelings and in some cases, depending on what radio station you listen to, our outrage on them. Trouble is, where we ought to be focusing our outrage is, we ought to be focusing our outrage towards the people who could really do something about this.
Right, right.
And we're not.
I definitely understand what you're saying.
And we can never condone, nor should we ever support human suffering of any kind.
That we agree on. That we definitely agree.
That's
on.
A moral value.
However, again, I'm in agreement with you. We need to, you know, go after these corporations that are hiring these illegal immigrants. But again, it is inherent to what they're doing.
But it doesn't make it right. There's inherent to a lot of things to what you do, but it doesn't make it right. There's an inherent drawback to living in a mixed economy, which has a heavy dose of capitalism in it. But the unjust things and the unfair things that are handed down, you don't sit there and say, that's inherent consequences. You figure out a way to make it more just and to make it fairer and to fight the inequities that are going on. If you didn't do that, let me tell you something. You'd be working, okay, a 12, 15, or 20-hour day. You'd have no days off. Plus, your kids would be working, too. I mean, read some labor history. All right, I got to go, Adrian. I love you. See you later.
All right, Jay, thanks a lot.
7:47, 47 minutes past the hour. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Bush stalls on Iraq. What are the political and the real consequences? More on immigration coming up with your calls. Gina looks at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. It's definitely starting to shake loose now coming in from Lakewood, 6th Avenue there, eastbound between Sheridan and I-25. Crews finally cleared off a series of wrecks onto Federal, so you can expect it to be a little bit tough for a bit longer, but it's looking much better. All of our other eastbound arteries jammed now, including the turnpike at Federal, eastbound I-270. Some buildup now on C-470 across Highlands Ranch, and we do have a brand new problem affecting eastbound lanes of I-70 at Vasquez. Weather today, looking for mostly sunny skies, mild conditions, possibly windy in the foothills, high of 50. Right now, it's 34 and partly cloudy. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, a guy can get more. Why not get rid of that gray while you're at Fantastic Sam's?
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of From Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations. If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of From Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations. If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of From Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
If you're looking for a unique, memorable gift for the holiday season, what about a gift of a better night's sleep? That's right. You know what? You can really give a good night's sleep with a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. This is, I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth here. This is a great option for the spouse who has everything and deserves something special. Plus, it's always kind of fun to give yourself a gift that you'll enjoy as well. See, the dual air chamber design of the Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own sleep number on the same bed. I've got my number, Mary's got hers, and it works out great. What about the kids, parents, or a bed for the guest room? Everyone you know can benefit from deeper, more restorative sleep on a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is between 75 and 80, but I've had it as high as 85, and I know I'm getting the best sleep of my life. And then Mary has got her own number that she sets the bed at. It's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to my needs, and then she can personalize it to her needs, and we both can get the best night's sleep of our lives. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned innerspring mattress, but in industry tests, they've proven that the Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Give yourself or somebody you love this holiday something they'll really remember. Visit your local sleep comfort store. You'll find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99. Start sleeping better this holiday at the Select Comfort Store. You can find Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range. As a matter of fact, they're in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Live
local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Today is the Virgin Mary Day in Mexico. This is where all the families get together. And you know, the day of Christmas is the only day that people really get together with their families. And like I said, you know, I have my kids, but I just feel for the parents who don't, because I wouldn't know what to do without my kids, because they're, you know, all I have.
Now, see, I have real trouble with that. 7:54, 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 55. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net, podcast, and streaming, and IMing. See, I have real trouble with that. And the thing you get when you get on the air and you say you have trouble with that is they say, well, you know, you just got too soft of a heart and you're too squishy, and we should all live lives like drill sergeants and blah, blah. But you know what? Is that what your parents taught you when you were a kid? I mean, I'm not saying you should be so compassionate that you should be irrational, but when you hear stuff like that, it's like, these are families we're talking about. And I'll go back to what I said at right after 6 o'clock. You can't tell me that in this thing that happened yesterday in Greeley, you can't tell me we can't fix these problems, we can't figure them out. See, I just refuse to believe that we can't figure them out. Here's Jerry. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Nice talking to you.
Nice to have you on.
Hey, you know, I was raised in Orange County, and I built a business there, and I moved out to, sold that business and moved out to Colorado, and running a small business here, and I can tell you, exactly what happened in California is going to happen here. And this has nothing to do with the illegal aliens. You know, if they weren't from Mexico, they'd be from China. This has everything to do with greed. That's exactly what it is. It's about keeping labor costs down.
Yep.
And that's all it's about. And the best way to do that, I mean, I have intimate knowledge about this. The best way to do that is pit labor against labor. I mean, all you have to do is look back in history. They did it in the 20s, and they're doing it today. It's about greed, and I don't understand why the American public doesn't see that.
Because we're not taught any labor history, and labor history is never discussed, and the business world has waged a 30 to 35 year battle, probably even longer than that.
Oh, much longer.
To demonize labor, and most people don't understand. They don't understand what unions do. They don't get it. They don't understand what being a part of a union is.
You know, unions, not only do they provide a living wage for the union member, they provide a human living wage for everybody, that even the people that aren't in the union. I mean, I've worked in the union and out of the union, and I made really good money in both because of the union.
Right.
You know, my employer knew if they didn't take care of me, I would go to the union. So they took care of me. But here, it's not like that. I mean, if I've got some employees that I know are illegal aliens, and I'm paying them $8 an hour, which is a good rate for an illegal alien in my business, and I've got a bunch of 40-plus-year-old guys that I'm paying $12-15 an hour, believe me, those middle-aged white males with kids going to college, but at that rate, that kind of money, I doubt they can go to college, send their kids to college. Believe me, they know I can replace them in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Yep. And yeah, you're speaking the truth.
My government doesn't care. I've got two kids that I'm going to try to put through college. It costs a lot of money to put a kid through college. So I have to compete. I have to earn a living. I have to compete with these other companies out here that are hiring illegal aliens. I can hire 5 illegal aliens for the price of 1 middle-aged, middle-class journeyman. And what does Tom Tancredo want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Just go out of business? He wants me to go out of business so that his buddies that own these big construction companies can make more money and they can hire me as an employee instead of
You got it.
Competing with me.
You got it. Jerry, unfortunately, I'm out of time, but you speak the truth. Probably the best caller of the last 2 hours. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Get to work, everybody. Get to work.
You got it. We should all unionize is what we ought to do. All right. You rock. We're stalling on this. We'll talk about it coming up next.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN,
CBS, Denver, News, Boulder. Frank said it, Penny. The airline industry's urge to merge is getting stronger. Published reports say United and Continental have been talking. AirTran has money on the table for Midwest Air, and U.S. Airways is still waiting to hear back from Delta. Delta workers are mustering in Atlanta at this hour to let U.S. Airways know how they feel about a merger. CBS's Pete Combs is there.
And thousands of Delta workers here at the Georgia Convention Center near Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, they came to just say no to U.S. Airways. They say two airlines equals lost baggage, three equals lost jobs. These are some of the signs here at the Georgia Convention Center. Many of these workers wearing badges that say, keep Delta, my Delta. The message is clear. They don't want to be part of U.S. Airways. Live in Atlanta, Pete Combs, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan, live in New York. Something that's expanding to more airports, hassle-free security. You can keep your shoes on and go through scanning faster.
The traveler pays for this system themselves, so it's not costing the taxpayers anything.
CBS News security analyst Randy Larson. It costs $100 and involves a background check, the issuing of a security card that can be used at airport kiosks. JFK in New York gets its next week, and soon Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and San Jose. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Could be another day or two before searchers can reach three missing mountain climbers on the steep and slippery northern slope of Oregon's Mount Hood. Rescue workers say they're fighting a long, losing battle against the elements.
We can't risk, you know, this many rescuers to get to a summit.
Overseas, military officials say some American combat troops have been shifted from fighting insurgents to training Iraqis to do the job. Major General William Caldwell says Iraq needs help to fend for itself and needs it now.
We're looking to figure out how can we accelerate moving along that so that they can assume that security sooner with their forces.
An international criminal tribunal has convicted a Catholic priest of taking part in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Reporter Richard Locke says Father Athanase Seromba had his church set on fire and bulldozed while 2,000 refugees were huddled inside.
The reason it's believed that so many of these Tutsis and Moto Tutsis were in the church was that they trusted Father Seromba. He was a man who for years had led them through prayer. It was a place they thought ultimately they would be safe from the marauding militias outside.
Well, it's not standard medical practice, but an 82-year-old New York man isn't complaining. Don Carcos lost the sight in his right eye to a war injury. He got it back recently when a horse he was working with gave him a good hard headbutt right over the damaged right eye.
To me, it's like a freak of nature, or a little angel watching over you, or something of that sort.
Carcos says he loves that horse. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 37 points, NASDAQ's up 7. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I make the 8-pound Orrick XL Hotel Vacuum. It's so powerful, it vacuums hotels around the globe, from Texas to Tokyo, from Montreal to Munich. And now you can take the Orrick Challenge and try my 8-pound Orrick Hotel Vacuum risk-free for 15 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Why anybody would want to use any other vacuum is Greek to me.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM760 local news update now. Between 150 and 160 federal agents went into the meatpacking plant in Greeley, ready to verify workers' IDs.
They had computer links so that they could verify that documents were accurate, that the information given them by the employees was accurate.
Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck says the raid was planned months ago. When federal investigators carried out that immigration raid, another Swift company slaughterhouses that is in Greeley and other states, millions of dollars lost. Swift officials say any production disruption to the company's beef and pork plants quickly becomes a costly matter. No comment from Swift and Company this morning. National Restaurant Association expects higher sales at Colorado restaurants this year. Part of that has to do with more people moving to the state. The other part could be increased prices as a result of Amendment 42, which raises the minimum wage starting on January 1st. Colorado Restaurant Association President Pete Meersman says minimum wage requirement, tipped employees, will go up by 80% and will be adjusted each year for inflation. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have a new wreck westbound 270 near Vasquez. It's adding to your already heavily congested conditions between I-70 and Commerce City, so be aware of it. Eastbound 6th, finally picking up out of Lakewood there at your I-25 merge. It's been pretty tough due to a series of wrecks. Those are now out of the way off on Federal. No change for our drive along southbound 25 from Thornton Parkway to downtown. You still have a lot of company. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny and mild, windy in the foothills. High of 57. Right now, mostly sunny and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
This holiday, wrap up the outdoors with Colorado State Parks annual passes and gift certificates. Your gift is good for 41 parks, 365 days of outdoor fun, and helps preserve our natural resources. Search Colorado State Parks online and buy today.
Shop Elevation Outfitters now through Christmas and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The holiday season is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM760.
I know a lot of you have been curious about when he would be announcing or talking about the way forward. That is not going to happen until the new year. We do not know when, so I can't give you a date, I can't give you a time, I can't give you a place, I can't give you the way in which it will happen, so all those questions are yet to be answered.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8, partly cloudy. High today, 55. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hey, congratulations to U.S. Representative-elect Ed Perlmutter. Ed gained a seat yesterday on the House Financial Services Committee, where he'll deal with housing issues, monetary policy, banking, and financial markets. The committee was one of Perlmutter's top choices, he said. The Golden Democrat said he's interested in tackling affordable housing issues, lending practices. All right, Ed. And says he's going to deal with things like Fannie Mae. Congratulations to Ed Perlmutter. All right. You know, great congressman he's going to make. So what happened with Mr. Masters there, Turk? Did he take a powder on us?
Well, I'm not getting a hold of him, and this is kind of unlike Rich Masters. We've had him on several times, and we've never been stiff by him before, but
Not getting him at the office or cell. So let me make one more phone call, and hopefully I can get him on here for you in a second.
Yeah, because
you want to move on, go ahead, though, Jay. I'm not going to hold you up.
Well, no, I really wanted to get into this this morning, even though, as I always say, there are those who can accuse me of talking about Iraq too much. We lost five soldiers yesterday, and now the word is out of the White House that President Bush would delay presenting any new strategy for Iraq until early next year, as officials suggested that Mr. Bush's advisors were locked in an internal debates on several fronts about how to proceed. The absence of an immediate new American plan for Iraq is adding to anxiety among Iraq's moderate neighbors, who identify with the country's minority Sunni Arab population and has opened the way for new proposals from many quarters in Iraq as well as in Washington about the next steps. And one of the people they're talking about here is the Saudis, who don't like what's going on. When we had the Iraq Study Group's report last week, it seems like every single day for the last almost 2 years now, we've talked about Iraq on this show. I see it as being one of the number one problems facing the country. One of the reasons why I do is because it gets in the way of everything else. I mean, we just finished a two-hour discussion here about what happened in Greeley yesterday and about illegal immigration. And if we want more business enforcement, for instance, you know, that takes money and it takes agents. And it takes money to do all of these things. And we're pouring a tremendous amount of money into Iraq. And on top of that, we're losing American lives. I don't have to make an argument with you about this unless you're... Oh, I see you getting angry in there. What's what happened? Somebody just cuss you out?
No, I hate it when guests don't show up.
Well, Rich is a good guy. Maybe something happened in his family.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any like he's blowing us off or anything like that.
Yeah. So, you know, as I was saying... So this is a problem that's facing us, and the frustration that mounts, I think, and Harry Reid talked about it yesterday, but the frustration that mounts about this is that we went to the polls, and we voted for a change, and it just doesn't look like a change is coming. And now polls show 75% of Americans are against what's going on here, and they're against the handling of it. Now, we're caught in this terrible catch-22 because now the Saudis are talking about they're going to do something. All right, we got Rich Masters, who is a man of many hats. Rich is managing a director of Corvus Communications. He worked formerly as a top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. And he's been in television, radio. And even though he and I disagreed about Joseph Lieberman, I love him anyway. Rich, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Jake?
All right. I thought we lost you. Thought we were going to get you here. Now I'm glad you're on. Let's talk about this. Most of us went to the polls here a couple of weeks ago, and we felt, that we were voting for a change in direction, that we were sending the best message we possibly could in the most legal democratic form, which is, we cannot continue down the road we're going. Then we have the Iraq Study Group comes out. They say the situation is grave and deteriorating. Lee Hamilton says, we don't have much time. Now we find out that the president's not going to do anything about this until after the first of the year. What's your feelings about this?
Well, I mean, listen, Jay, this is a president who is still living in a state of denial. He could be perhaps the last man in America who has yet to grasp the fact that the policy not only is flawed, it's costing American lives every single day. You know, he had a perfect opportunity with the Iraq Study Group, as you put your finger right on it. He had a perfect opportunity to be able to extricate ourselves from this mess, or at least begin the process of saying what we're doing in Iraq is flat out wrong. I now realize that. I now understand it. And in a bipartisan way, we're going to try to get out. And now all he can do is drag his feet. I mean, one day he says, let's listen to the commission report. The next day he's defiant and says, There's no such thing as a graceful exit. We're going to stay there till we win. Win what? I mean, we still don't know what exactly what we're fighting for in many, many instances. And, you know, this is a president who is now completely, I think, operating in a, you know, isolated bubble of some sort in which he just doesn't understand that the American people sent a clear signal a month ago that we want a change in direction and we don't want to wait for it.
If you and I were playing Texas Hold'em, if we were playing any kind of game, and we had to lay down bets on this, we're in a sportsbook window, you know, or whatever in Vegas, I'd lay you odds that he's going to stay there come hell or high water, even though the polls show now 75% do not support what he's doing. He's going to stay there come hell or high water until the end of his presidency. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, Jay. I think he has made the calculation that this is going to be his defining moment. You know, he has run from the day after 9/11 as some wartime president, and he's, you know, worn it around like a badge of courage. I mean, to the extent where we all will never forget where he put on his little costume and flew his plane with mission accomplished. I mean, he has decided that his legacy to America is going to be as a wartime president, a war of his choosing, on his choosing, on his watch, that's failing miserably. But I think you're right. I think he's going to stay. I don't think he's, you know, he will put some kind of bogus, you know, structure in place, you know, for trying to, you know, decide what we're going to do. But we're staying. I mean, you know, they may pull, you know, small divisions out here and there. But overall, I can't imagine that we're going anywhere, Jay.
All right, 8:15, 15 minutes after 8. Rich Masters on the line with us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, put on your political hat. What does this mean for those of us that want to see a change at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? What does this mean for those like John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Rudy Giuliani, and a whole host of others out there, that Brownback and the rest of them, that are seeking the nomination for the Republican, you know, they're seeking the Republican presidential nomination, and they're going to have to run on this. What does this mean for them in 08?
Well, I mean, I cannot imagine if I were any one of these, you know, men who are on the Republican side trying to run for president, being grateful for the president's stubborn refusal to grasp reality. You know, but however, we've got to look. John McCain is in much the same boat. I mean, this is, he's been a long-time advocate. You know what I mean? I think there's many people in America who kind of have gravitated toward John McCain as someone as well. He was a straight shooter. He passed campaign finance reform, and while I may disagree with him, he still seems to be an honest guy. And now you've got John, the specter of John McCain going and kissing the ring of Jerry Falwell and kissing up to the religious right, and being the president's biggest defender on this misguided, ridiculous policy in Iraq. And so John McCain, who I think is probably going to be their nominee, is going to have an awful lot of things to discuss. Mitt Romney, some of the other guys can probably fudge it a little bit, but at some point they're going to have to make breaks like Gordon Smith did, senator from Oregon, who, you know, the other day said it was
right,
a failed policy and we got to get out. I mean, at some point, you're going to see Republican leaders, whether that's Mitt Romney, whether that's Sam Brownback, whoever it is, someone is going to have to say, it's a huge mess, Mr. President, you were wrong, and we're going to go. And that Republican will pull himself, or herself for that matter, depending on who it happens to be, put themselves in a position where they can legitimately run. Because if you're in the position of having to defend this botched, failed attempt in Iraq, which has made us less secure, not more secure, then I think that you're going to have a real serious problem. And I think it's one of the reasons that you don't see much even discussion. I mean, right now the discussion and chattering classes, all we're talking about is Barack Obama versus Hillary Clinton and the, you know, the pack of, you know, dwarves that are still out there that are also running on our side.
Yeah, see, I see that too. And what I want to ask night after night after night after night is how in the world, if you're in the GOP, whether you're running for the Senate, whether you're running for the Congress, whether you're running for the presidency of the United States, how the hell are you going to get out there and have to run with this war hanging over your head? How are you going to make that work?
You can't, unless there's a change, a clear change in direction, and not the kind of tinkering that it looks like this president is going to do. A clear change in direction. I mean, the Baker-Hamilton report was a complete and utter refutation of everything that the Bush White House is fantasy machine that they've been trying to paint. Everything is going just wonderfully in Iraq, and you know, it's only been within the last few months. I mean, keep in mind, it hasn't been that long ago that the vice president said we were winning in Iraq. Well, this morning, the Washington Post is reporting that, you know, 60% of the Americans understand we are losing. And, you know, they don't like that. And, you know, President Bush banked his legacy on the fact that America wants a winner. We're going to go in, and we listened to a bunch of con men over there that said that they were going to be throwing roses at our feet, not, you know, explosive devices. And we thought it was going to be over. And Bush wanted to be a winner. Well, he's not. Now he's perceived not only as a failed president with a failed policy, but as a loser, which is a stigma that all Republicans in the next few election cycles, as long as this mess keeps going, they're going to have to either run away from the Iraq war or they're going to have to run with that stigma of being a loser.
Well, now we've got this report that Saudi Arabia has warned Washington and might provide financial aid to Iraqi Sunnis and any fighting against Shiites if we pull out of Iraq. So now the worst-case scenario starts to look like it's going to become true. Others in the area are going to get pulled in. Moderate Arab states get pulled in. I mean, this thing is just, it's blossoming into this huge mess, and this guy sits, and I don't mean to sit here and be gripey, but this guy sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and there's nothing going on. And by the way, you know what I'm tired of, Rich? I'm tired of people saying to me, well, what is the Democratic plan? You know why I'm tired of this? Because this guy got us in. Now, what's his damn plan to get us out?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I mean, and Jay, they you know, the part of the problem is, and one of the reasons that we're in this mess is because, you know, you brought up Saudi Arabia. It's not just Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, Jordan, you know, moderate forces in Lebanon. All of our Arab allies that we claim to listen to were completely and utterly ignored. Every last one of them warned the United States that they were, you know, focusing and opening up complete and utter chaos unless they had a strict and a focused plan on how to govern a country and how to split the warring factions into, you know, what Joe Biden is now talking about, doing much like we did in Yugoslavia, where you kind of balkanize the country. I mean, but until we have a political solution, we're going to be mired in this pointless and endless civil war with our women and men who are going to be over there who are caught in between the crossfire. And until the president has the courage to stand up and say, what we're doing is failing, and we need to engage with Syria, we're going to need to engage. And listen, these guys are thugs and terrorists. But at some point, we're going to have a dialogue with everyone in the region. We're going to have to lean on the allies in the region to really bring a solution to this that is something more than lip service. If we do not do that, you're exactly right. The region will explode into an unbelievable cauldron of religious and civil and ethnic warfare that we will have, and nor will the world community have no way of controlling. And more dangerously, it allows Iran, which has clear and distinct designs on dominating the entire region for, you know, bad, it gives them a significant amount of power. When President Ahmadinejad in Iran brings in David Duke.
Oh, I know. Is that unbelievable? This is a guy who used to sell pornography, by the way, out of his garage.
Oh, yeah. David Duke, I mean, I thought that clown had been sent to prison and disgraced. You know, my former boss, Senator, one of my biggest, accomplishments in my career is we beat David Duke like a drum when we ran against him. In Louisiana, and you know, now this guy, and Ahmadinejad brings him out just for the sole purpose of provoking. And what can the United States do? nothing, because we have no credibility with the moderate Arab leaders in that region, because this president went in and did not listen to their advice on Iraq and went in blind and was not even looking toward the future, which is a huge, huge issue, which gives us little credibility in the region and gives us little recourse to do anything to make it better.
You know what gets me, too, about David Duke being over there? Just take a little bit of a sidecar here. Nobody in the media, or nor in the administration, stands up and says anything about this guy. The fact that he did sell pornography out of his garage. He was busted by the feds. He's had tax problems. He's nuts. And he's over here. He's over in Iran. And it's like nobody says word one about the guy. Why is that?
Well, there should be a sense of outrage about this. I mean, part of the strategy is probably the more attention you give David Duke, the worse he gets.
Yeah, but you know something? Let me pipe in and say that if that were Sean Penn, we would never hear the end of it.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it would be a continuous and continuous chatter on the Fox News of this world about Sean Penn going and doing that. And nothing. We hear nothing about David Duke. I mean, again, because he's a disgraced Republican. I mean, and, I was a reporter in Louisiana and covered David Duke. I mean, this is a guy who was discredited and was going nowhere in the Democratic Party, and then he picked up the kind of right-wing Republican mantra and then all of a sudden became acceptable. I saw how it happened.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you and I keep in touch quite often, although I do not possess your personal email, but we have you on the show a lot. Now, let's sit back here in the next coming year and let's see, and I want to invite you back on again when President Bush unveils his strategy. I want to invite you back on again and let's see, but you and I are on the same page in believing that we're not going anywhere and that this guy has no intention of listening to the American people, correct?
I think you're absolutely correct. He's going to come out with a plan that tinkers with the edges at the very best. He won't even go so far. And, I mean, I was disappointed in that the Baker-Hamilton Commission didn't have a date certain. And they keep saying, their deadlines don't work. Well, the one thing that they did do over there that they keep claiming credit that it worked was an election. And guess what? An election is a deadline.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
And at some point we're going to have to do that. So I was disappointed in that they didn't have kind of a more concrete deadline in the Baker-Hamilton Commission. But they did give this president a way out. They did say 2008. They did say it can't be open-ended. And so I was happy at that. And instead of taking that as a sound of victory and being able to wrap himself in it, this president says we're there until I say we're not.
Yep.
Very disturbing.
It is disturbing. All right, Rich, thank you, man. Thank you for your time this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, brother. Thanks so much.
You got it. There's Rich Masters. All right. Hey, 26 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And, all right, I went too long with Rich Masters. That means we got to double up on the traffic. So hold me responsible because I'm like the bad guy. It's 26 minutes after 8. Wasn't Adams of
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
For today, mostly sunny and mild. Windy in the foothills, looking for a high of 57. Right now, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of indulgence for the holidays. The new spa at the Inverness Hotel has a host of treatments designed to help you or someone special escape, unwind, and renew. Call 1-888-669-9034 or visit InvernessSpa.com to schedule your escape.
Drinking and driving can be deadly, but mixing prescription drugs with driving can be dangerous too. If you're on a prescribed medication, consult your pharmacist before you drive. A safety reminder from Stax Home Repair, reminding you that Aurora is a great place for everyone to work, shop, and live, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Stax Home Repair, 3450 South Eagle Street in Aurora, always concerned for the future safety and welfare of children. Call 849-4749 for Stax Home Repair.
American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
It's Nissan's national year-end sales event. What will your resolution be? More style? Try on the 2006 Nissan Altima with the special edition package. More power? Experience the restyled Maxima's award-winning VQ engine. More space? Climb into the best-in-class interior space of the all-new Versa. How about saving more money? Lease the 2006 Nissan Altima 2.5S special edition for $199 a month for 36 months with $26.39 due at lease signing. Event ends January 2nd. Get to your Nissan dealer now and resolve to save at Nissan's national year-end sales event. Nissan, shift your ride. Wards Auto World, January 2006. Passenger and cargo volume combined. Wards 2006 lower small car segment hatchbacks. For well-qualified lessees, tax title and license extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 1207.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
coming back home.
The show at 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9, who's on a Zeppelin tour.
Just getting the lead out.
You just want to do lead, man. You just want to do Zepp. You just want to do Zepp. I want to do Buddy Holly. No, that's all right. Zepp's okay. All right, it's 8:31. It's 29 minutes in front of 9. J. Marvin, the AM 760 Progressive Talks resident bad boy. Can I complain about something that has nothing to do with anything except me? I got a ton of email from all of you. Not all of you, but I got a ton of email from people. And people who send this station email. I get critical email. I get nasty email. But I also get email. People send me great stories. People send me great websites. People send me great advice. I bring something up on the air. I get good stuff from people. By and large, all the places I've worked, best email comes out of this crowd. So last week I was complaining about email spam. There were two articles about this spam business. One was in the New York Times and the other was in, was it the Denver Post, I think it was? In the business section of the Denver Post. I know there was seemed like a two-part article in the New York Times starting on the front page and then went into the business section. And then I think there was one in the Denver Post about it too. About how they're taking this, what they're doing is they're taking these spam messages and they're embedding it into to graphics so that it's real hard for the filters to detect what's going on. So I get a ton of email from people and they say to me, Jay, stop being a baby, get hip, move your email account. And they give me several suggestions. So I go ahead and do that. And I'm on a million mailing lists, so it's a huge pain in the rear. Now, my BlackBerry won't function. And before you send me an email and say, well, did you go to the BlackBerry website, and did you reset the thing, and did you put in the new email address? And I did. And for some reason, last night, at about 5 o'clock, it stopped, and nothing. I get nothing. And now, I'm in the mood to get off the air today at 10 o'clock, go to my internet service provider, and say, you know something? I quit. I'll go to somebody else. And then they'll say, well, it'll cost you X amount of dollars to get out of the contract. And I'll go, well, you know what? I'm broke anyway. I don't care. Isn't that irritating? I can't get my BlackBerry to work. Jay, you don't need a BlackBerry. But yes, I do, because John Turk and I keep in contact all day via this system. Okay. Anyway, that's where I'm stuck. Now, we got to get Gina in here to do a little bit more traffic because I went too long with Rich Masters, and we got to double up on the traffic. And then I want to ask you I want to ask you one more political question before we go to open phones. And I want you to be thinking about this because I know there are a lot of you out there that I think support this guy. But my feeling about it was like, oh, man, come on. Because I don't think he has a realistic chance. And, you know, maybe it's good that he's out there and he's raising the issues. But I just felt like after a while, it's like enough's enough. And I could be totally and completely wrong about this. And I'm talking about, and then this is a narrow topic, too. But I'm talking about Dennis Kucinich, who announced he's going to run for president. So give me your feelings about Dennis Kucinich, if you want to chime in about this guy. 303-713-7600, because he's not going to get the nomination. There's just not enough support. But he is raising questions about Iraq. And he should be raising questions about Iraq. We all should be. So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk a little bit about Iraq up until 9 o'clock. Right now, though, we'll talk to Gina, and we'll get traffic. Gina?
All right, thanks, Jay. Up in Commerce City, that collision westbound 270 near Vasquez, it involved two semis, was creating some pretty major holdups there, including on the ramp from I-70. So just give yourself a little extra time. Still busy across all those other north side highways. We had a couple of problems off on the side streets, a two-car southbound Spirit Downing and a multi-car 64th.
There are only two opportunities to see the Moscow Ballet perform the Great Russian Nutcracker in Denver this holiday season. Don't wait any longer to buy your tickets and give your family the holiday gift of a lifetime. The Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker comes to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com before these two shows sell out, or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Leisure Trends Group in Boulder reminds you, when you take to the road this holiday season, remember to take along those three C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. This holiday reminder is courtesy of Leisure Trends Group in Boulder. They provide the best knowledge of how the world plays. Call them at 303-786-7900. That's 303-786-7900.
It's 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I was thinking about this on the way in this morning. You know, I've been talking about Rockies on and off now for 10 years. I can't count the amount of cars that Mary and I have bought from Rockies. We keep going back. And one of the reasons we do is because we get treated right. And also because we have really saved some big money and have gotten some great automobiles. Rockies is really an unusual place. It's not like most car dealerships that you would go to. First of all, it's family-oriented. Always has been, and it always will be. And they love the holidays at Rockies. I mean, they really get excited about the holidays. Right now, you can bring the kids to see Santa Claus at Rockies. He's there each Saturday until Christmas. So he'll be there this Saturday, the 16th, from noon until 4, Santa Claus at Rocky's. And he'll also be there the 23rd from noon until 4. And, of course, while the kids are telling Santa Claus what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 cars, trucks, vans, minivans, vans, and SUVs. See if there's room underneath your tree for a new vehicle. And we're talking front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive vehicles. All of them winterized in tip-top shape and ready for Colorado's winter. Matching down is still going on, too. So it's like Rocky's will give you up to $1,500 in a holiday gift if you buy a new car. Whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rocky's will match. So Santa Claus, the matching down, is going on throughout the holidays at Rocky's. Is there any better place to go? Plus, you got to see my friends out there. Marv Alshear is a great guy. Spanky Herrera is good people. Gerard Menard, good people. They have nothing but great people working at Rocky's. Why? Because they train them right. How do I know this? Because I've been to the training sessions. That's how I know. Great inventory, good people. Take your kids to see Santa Claus. You can also check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve and Jason handle that. That's RockiesAutos.com. Or get out there to see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. They're my good friends, and I'd love to introduce you to them. So if you haven't been there, get out and see them.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:41. 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right. Two things on the table here until open phones at 9 o'clock. Dennis Kucinich, who has decided he's going to run again for president. And also, if you want to talk about the president delaying plans about Iraq, and I don't blame you for being frustrated on that point. 75% of the American people do not support what's going on. And then the other side of that is we voted for change on a couple of Tuesdays ago, and it doesn't look like we're going to get anything here. And we lost five more soldiers last night. And I can hear the wheels turning in some people's heads, and the wheels are, well, you're doing Iraq like almost every morning. And, yeah, I do Iraq every morning. You know what it is? I come in here every morning, I look at the obituaries to remind myself of those kids. They're giving their lives for us. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Deanna in Denver. Deanna, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, I just called to say that I fully support Dennis Kucinich running. I think he would make a great president. I'll tell you why. Is I worked on the Mike Miles campaign, and Mike Miles faced a lot of the same things that Dennis Kucinich did. Nobody supported him because they said he couldn't win. But yet, I know Dennis came out and campaigned for him. And it's, you know, it's such a shame because, I mean, Mike was really honest. Dennis is an honest person. You know, they really care about people. And, you know, I think either one of them would be really good. And
the only thing I want to raise with you is I want to raise this question with you. He's tried it once before, and he didn't win. Now, would you apply the same... Would you apply the same standard to, say, John Kerry or John Edwards or Wesley Clark? Would you say the same thing to them? All right, look, you know what? You went in there, and in Kerry's case, of course, in Edwards, they lost the general election. But you went in there and you ran, and now you're talking about doing it again. And is doing it again okay, or is once really what it should be?
Well, I think people should just keep on doing it. I mean, as long as they have something to offer, I mean, why not?
What about Al Gore?
I'd like to see him run.
Yeah, I think most of us would, too.
Yeah. I mean, to me, if you have something to offer people, keep on running. I mean, you know, if nothing else, at least people, you know, I mean, you kind of people realize what the issues are. And I think Dennis made some very good points when he was running for president.
All right, so he's out there making the points, but do you concede, though, that he has slim or no chance to win?
I don't think he has a chance to win, but I think, you know, hopefully, I mean, eventually, if enough progressives run, then we will move the country in a more progressive direction.
All right, Deanna, thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Let's go to Cliff in Denver. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Dennis Kucinich. I'm a native of Ohio. I've been in Denver for over 20 years now. But the only thing that, unfortunately, that I have stuck in my mind is that Dennis Kucinich was the mayor of Cleveland when it went bankrupt. He was the mayor when it bottomed out.
Yeah.
And I know he's represented the state of Ohio since and done, from what I understand, a very good job of representing the state. But I just can't get that out of my head, that he was mayor when Cleveland went bankrupt.
So there's nothing he could say or do that would get your support?
No, there is nothing that he would be able to do to get my support. He might have the greatest ideas in the world, but it's something that happened over 20 years ago I can't get out of my mind.
Now, let me ask you the same question I asked Deanna. He tried before and didn't get very far. You've also got Edwards, you've got Kerry. They tried in the general election and didn't. Al Gore, I guess, kind of falls in a different situation because that election is very much disputed. If they try once and don't make it, should they try it again? Or are you of the mindset that we really need somebody new and that we should look in another direction?
Personally, I believe that, you know, if you feel, again, like the caller before said, if you have something to offer, try it again. There's no reason not to. And if certain ideas come from Kucinich that can carry over to somebody else that might have more charisma, better speaking abilities, if you will, that can, you know, that an idea is good, then continue on. But, again, Kucinich is just not my man for the position.
All right, I got to ask you one question here before we go. You knew I had to ask you this. Right now, of the people who are out there, and I realize it's early, and some of them we haven't totally heard from, who looks good to you?
Who looks good to me?
Yeah.
There's so many good. I mean, honestly, Al Gore to me has come, you know, has come a long way. Boy, he's just so intelligent. He's just got great ideas,
And
Al Gore would be my man right now.
Yeah, he hasn't said he won't run, but he's not saying he will run either.
I don't think he's going to. I mean, let's face it, the man's making some money with what he's doing right now. And he's in a position where I think he's comfortable where he's at right now.
All right, then if he doesn't run, you got to pick somebody else quickly.
But quickly, Hillary. Right now, from a charisma standpoint, I think she carries herself well. She's a little bit on the conservative side for my choice. And she might be able to carry us through.
All right, Cliff, good enough, man. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Jen. Bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600-847. It's 47 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Catch the show in podcast. If you missed any of it, you can get it at am760.net. Download it. I am me at am760.net. And, of course, we're streaming at am760.net. Let's stream a little traffic here with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no real change. We still have this problem on westbound 270 between I-70 and Vasquez up in Commerce City, a collision there involving a couple of semis, and we're still seeing delays, of course, along that ramp as well from I-70. Southbound 25, still tough, 104th to 84th, as is the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos. You're definitely seeing heavy volume as well across Aurora on 225. Weather today, mostly sunny and mild. Looking for windy conditions in the foothills, high of 57. Right now, mostly sunny and 36. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
As we enjoy the holiday season, take a moment to remember that not everyone can celebrate as we do. Last year, the Post News Season to Share campaign supported
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Wrinkle Fighter. That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of wrinkles. That's why more women around the world choose Nivea Q10 for beautiful, younger looking skin. Nivea Visage Q10, the world's number one best selling anti-aging face care line.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. Toyota has 9 different models with EPA highway ratings of 30 or more miles per gallon, like the new 07 Yaris, which gets up to 40 miles per gallon. Right now, get incredible leases on America's number one selling car, the all-new 07 Camry. Or get great customer cash, like $500 on a new 07 Corolla. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
2007 EPA City and Highway Estimates. Avalon, Corolla, Matrix, RAV4, G-Wheel Drive, 4-cylinder, Prius, Solara, Camry Hybrid, Highlander Hybrid, Yaris with manual transmission. Actual mileage may vary. Based on all Polk & Company total U.S. new passenger car registrations for calendar year ending 2005. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. Coming to the Denver area December 18th through 20th, Focus on Foreclosure, a free foreclosure investment workshop. Register at ColoradoSeminar.com. Many homeowners in default have few options except for people like you who help keep lenders from taking their property and help them avoid the stain of foreclosure on their credit report. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a hero to a homeowner in distress, attend this free workshop. Coming to the Denver area December 18th through 20th. Register online now at www.ColoradoSeminar.com. And receive a free gift just for attending. Seating is limited. Register now at www.coloradoseminar.com. Learn how to buy real estate up to 50% below market value. Register online now while there are seats left at www.coloradoseminar.com. That's www.coloradoseminar.com. Again, that's www.coloradoseminar.com.
Amcor Precast reminds listeners, safe driving requires your concentration 100% of the time. Don't let pride get in the way of your safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebrations, take advantage of one of the safe driving options. Call a friend, take a cab, or use a designated driver system. This is from Amcor Precast, providing quality underground precast concrete structures for the utility industry for more than 30 years. That's Amcor Precast in Littleton, wishing everyone a happy holiday.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your Boston of public opinion. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 8:53 minutes past the hour. High today. What is the high today? 55 under partly cloudy skies. All right, we're talking about Dennis Kucinich in Iraq. And let's get back on the phones. Here's Mike in Arvada who really likes Dennis Kucinich. Mike, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Jay. It's Mike. I just wanted to call and comment on Dennis Kucinich. I was part of what I like about the show is it keeps me engaged, and I heard the topic today of Dennis Kucinich, and in 2004, I was a Democratic delegate that started on the local level, and I happened to make it all the way to state. And Dennis Kucinich struck me very much the same way that Mike Miles struck me, and initially I was a clerk for the presidential candidate, but on the local level, no one knew who Mike Miles or Dennis Kucinich was, but by the time we got to state, their names were just, they were very inspiring. And although I would hope that Dennis Kucinich could win or would win, I don't think that he will, but what I admire about him is he keeps a lot of the core values of the Democratic Party that all the other candidates, especially Kerry, were kind of straying away from, the things that we really believed in that we've been compromising for some time now. And I think Dennis Kucinich is just a very honorable person, and he has kept us honest as a party, and that's why I like him. And that's why I wanted to call and say that Dennis Kucinich is very inspiring, and I think that he keeps true to the actual values of the Democratic Party.
Okay, but I'll ask you the same question I've asked others. He tried once before and didn't make it. Should he try again, or do you do you feel like if you don't make it, if you try it and you don't make it, if you don't get past the primary process, or if you lose the general election, then step aside and let somebody else take a shot at it?
Well, I think for the primary, it's very important to have more than one person running. And I think for the primary, you get out there. If you're not picked, that's fine. That's one of the beefs that I had with Salazar when he was supporting Lieberman. When Lieberman did not get the support of the Democratic Party, that really upset me, because when Mike Miles lost, we all got behind Salazar and we supported him. I think that the primaries are very important. I would be upset if Kucinich decided to run anyways, but I think for the primary, having as many people out there wanting to run is a good thing, because then you can get feelings, you have a selection. And I think the more people, the merrier, because...
Well, we're going to have a lot of people running this time.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Mike, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Colleen in Denver. Colleen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Colleen. I'm driving, so I might lose you.
Okay.
But I was so relieved to hear you say that you're disappointed, too, that Kucinich is running, because last night when I turned on the TV and I saw that crawler along the bottom of the screen, my heart sunk. I am so tired of us liberals trying to be purer than thou and vote for people who have no chance, and then we split our vote. We should be smart like the right wing and all vote together for an imperfect person, and at least we get somebody in there who can do most things right most of the time, and I'll vote for somebody and work for somebody who has a slight chance, like the woman who ran against Musgrave.
Oh, Angie Piccioni.
Yeah, I'll help her, because I think she's got a chance. But
well, I don't see it like that. Well, here's what I see it as with Kucinich. I want to know about some of these other folks, and the field is crowded enough already, and I don't know what, even though we've been chasing him for an interview and so far have been unsuccessful, I want to hear what Tom Vilsack has to say. I want to hear what some of these other folks have to say, and... I know what Kucinich is about. He tried once before and he didn't make it. But you know what? God bless him. Let him run. I just don't think he'll get it. And I'm just not going to vote for him. Colleen, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. Coming up, open phones 303-713-7600. Whatever it is you want to talk about, internet spam, You want to talk about Iraq? You want to talk about Kucinich? You want to talk about ID theft? You want to talk about immigration? You want to talk about whatever you want to talk about? We'll do it. Open phones is the time, 303-713-7600.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I sort of got messed up into gangs, and this one girl named Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. And ever since then, she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Shopping for a video gamer can be hard. It's like they have their own language. FPS, RPG, RTS, mod, LAN, AI, NPCs, avatars, and newbies. But to get the perfect gift, all you have to know is GameStop and EB Games. They have a huge selection of all the latest games, plus friendly people who are happy to translate. Now get a free Razer phone offer with the purchase of an Xbox 360, only at GameStop and EB Games. Subject to a new 2-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee, other charges and restrictions, see store for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Yaga. Food and Drug Administration panel is weighing whether to toughen the cautionary language on some prescription drugs. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is covering today's hearing.
Should adults be warned that antidepressants carry suicide risks? Tough labels already are required for teens and adolescents on these drugs. An FDA advisory panel now considers a staff report that finds suicide risks are similar for young adults under 25. Heidi Bryan suffers from depression and has lost a brother, uncle, and cousin to suicide. She'll tell the panel strong warnings will only drive adults from care they need.
Antidepressants save my life. They save lives.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Rescuers are vowing to press on with their search for three missing climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood, despite bad weather and dwindling chances for the men. Aaron Lee, who searched yesterday, says conditions were nightmarish.
We're basically on our hands and knees and lost some gear and... You know, you would walk and it'd throw you down and you'd stay on your knees till it passed and you'd walk and sometimes you could see, sometimes you couldn't.
The climbers have been missing since the weekend. A step in the right direction. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. Steve, the day is almost here when air travelers will be able to keep their shoes on while going through security.
It's getting closer. This kind of faster screening is available on a limited basis for about $100. It appeals most to frequent flyers, and it's expanding to New York's JFK, Indianapolis, and San Jose soon. CBS News security analyst Randy Larson thinks it's going to take flight with casual travelers eventually.
As more people sign up, and it becomes available in more airports, I think the price will go down and down.
To use this, you'll need a detailed background check and get issued a biometric ID card. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Well, it's a major victory for one of the last groups of hunter-gatherers left on the planet. Botswana's highest court has sided with the Bushmen, who challenged the government to allow them to return to their ancestral lands. One of the two judges who ruled in favor of the Bushmen said that in 2002 they were dispossessed forcibly, unlawfully, and without their consent. Does beauty have to come at a high price?
You don't have to pay a lot for a wrinkle cream.
Nancy Metcalf of Consumer Reports says the pricier brands are not necessarily any more effective in helping smooth away the years. An example?
La Prairie Cellular, $335 for a little jar of day cream and a little jar of night cream, which lasts roughly a month, and it was one of the worst performing of our products.
The top performer, Olay Regenerist, about $19 at the local drugstore. Called it a medical miracle, Don Karkos was blinded in one eye during an attack on his ship during the Second World War. But his sight has been restored thanks to a headbutt recently from a horse at New York's Monticello Racetrack, where he works as a security guard.
I went to rub my good eye. And all of a sudden, you know, I realized that I could see where I was going.
Checking on Wall Street at this hour, a mixed picture. Right now, the Dow is ahead 19 points, the NASDAQ off a fraction. This is CBS News.
You'll get a lot of shopping done at Kohl's Holiday Doorbuster Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. Kohl's has the gifts you want to give, and Kohl's is giving you extra hours to shop. Men's, women's, and kids' sweaters are 50% off. all family sleepwear is 50% off. Picture frames and candles are 50 to 60% off. Shop Kohl's Holiday Doorbuster Sale, and you just might feel ahead of the game. You know how good that would feel? Shop this Tuesday, 8 a.m. to midnight, and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Kohl's, expect great things.
Dear Mr. Orrick, I love you, and I love my 8-pound Oric vacuum cleaner, writes Rosemary Van Engel. I have two cats that shed. The only way I could get the hair up was with sticky tape. Then I ordered the Oric XL. I love my Oric XL like no other appliance in my home. It's worth every penny and more. Pet lovers, try my Oric XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. They were taken away by busloads. Over 1,200 suspected illegal workers hauled out of Swift meatpacking plants in six different locations nationwide, including Greeley. The workers suspected of stealing identities to get jobs. Ken Buck is with the Weld County DA's office.
There are a number of victims throughout this country right now that need to have some measure of justice.
This man, one of the victims of ID theft.
I have a letter from the IRS stating that I had earned income from out there, and I didn't pay taxes on it.
Over 1,200 workers were arrested. 65 have been charged directly with ID theft. That coming from Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, who speaking at a press conference now. Retail sales are up dramatically. Commerce Department says sales were up by a full 1% last month. That's after 3 months of lackluster performances. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're not quite out of the rush yet. Still stacked up past downtown and through the Thornton North Glen area along I-25. Have some slow pockets through the bridges as well. Southbound 225 into the DTC. Commerce City, that collision westbound 270 near Vasquez, still creating some slowdowns back to I-70. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
I don't have the money. Have you seen all the stuff that's for sale? How about that Doors box set? Have you seen that Doors box set? How about that Doors book?
Yeah, that book. And I've actually been trying to get, you know, Ray Manzarek on the show because I think it'd be kind of fun to talk about that new book. It's like a biography about the Doors written by the Doors. So it's not all the speculation from other authors, which is some, most of the books that are out there right now on them.
Yeah, those guys have been fighting all these years over the name of using the name of the Doors. Did you know that?
Yep.
They just played.
They toured. They did kind of a thing last year, 2 years ago, didn't they? They kind of toured the lead singer of The Cult did something with them. I don't know if they toured, did a few shows or something like that, but I want to say that they did some kind of mini tour a couple of years ago.
I don't think that was all of them. I think that was only Manzarek, maybe.
Manzarek and Manzarek. I'm trying to think of the guy from The Cult. You know the band The Cult?
Yeah, but somebody went to, one of them went to court to get that stopped.
Yeah, it was called like The Doors of Perception. They didn't call them just The Doors. It was like The Doors of Perception. I think they played a show at Red Rocks.
But they just got through playing a show on the Sunset Strip here a couple of weeks ago. All three of them. Minus Jim Morrison, of course.
Robbie Krieger can still rip the guitar pretty good.
And they say in that book that Morrison's father talks about him for the first time. Admiral George Morrison. There's a lot of good stuff out there to buy for the holidays. If you want us to talk about pure consumerism. Mary bought me something for Hanukkah. That, I don't know if I should say anything about this. Because part of it's politically incorrect. Part of this thing is politically incorrect. And, I know some of you are going to send me an email. And it's kind of a weird gift, I guess, for somebody who's, you know, my age. And so I don't know. Maybe I just won't say anything. Maybe I shouldn't say anything about this. But she bought this for me for Hanukkah. She got so excited. She got so excited that she set it up. You think I should tell what Mary bought me for Hanukkah, John?
Yeah.
Do you think that's weird for somebody my age?
No,
to have
man.
One of those?
I'm thinking about getting my dad one for Christmas. So no, it's not weird.
Because it's politically incorrect.
Why is it politically? Well, you can tell what it is. Why is it politically incorrect? You're not the oldest guy to get one of these things, if you know what I'm saying.
No, that's not the reason. Because everybody knows that global warming is a problem. And everybody knows that fossil fuel is a problem. I mean, is there anybody out there who doesn't believe that it is? I mean, do you run across anybody who doesn't buy that, that the global warming is a problem? I mean, even the most conservative person you run into, even they've got to admit that it's a problem. Right? I think there's this U.S. Senator Inhofe who doesn't believe that it's true. But don't most people accept this as being a problem? Maybe one of you would call up and say, well, listen, I got an Uncle Ralph, and he doesn't buy this global warming business. I buy it. I think it's true. I think Al Gore's movie Inconvenient Truth, is, which you can buy, by the way, and give people for the holidays, I think is a marvelous film. So here's where it gets politically incorrect for me. I love cars. I never met a car I didn't love. By the way, somebody said Samuel Elliott Morrison was Jim Morrison's dad, but that's not what was quoted in the New York Times. And I love auto racing, not NASCAR, but I like G2 and G3 and Grand Prix and Formula One, and I watch it all the time. I TiVo it and watch it all the time on the weekends. On the Speed Channel, and I even like figure eight racing. So Mary goes out and for Hanukkah gets me an Xbox 360 with a race game on it. And I can't drive the cars. I'm crashing the car all over the place. You know, it's a big mess. Big mess. Can't drive the automobiles. And my 10-year-old nephew can sit down and can drive it like a pro. And I can't do it. But it's politically incorrect. But I love auto racing.
So, I mean, obviously, you didn't just buy a 360 to have one game to play on it. Have you kind of
cruised? I don't want to play the other games. I just want to play auto
racing.
That's
all you want.
I just want to do auto racing.
There's some other cool stuff out there, man.
No, I just want to do auto racing. Because, you know what, I really want to run off and join the circus. I really want to be a member of the Flying Lizard Motor Team. You know, that's really what I want to do. I don't want to do this anymore. I've done it for all these years. I want to go. That's what I want to do.
Can't you be like the PA announcer for that type of event? Wouldn't that be fun?
No, I want to drive one of those cars.
You want to drive, okay.
So anyway, it's politically incorrect, but I got one. So I can't drive the damn thing. I can't make it happen. All I do is run the cars into the wall. It's insane. And I'm embarrassed to have anybody come over to my house and look. Oh, what's that sitting up there? Well, it's my Xbox 360. Well, what do you play on that? Well, auto racing. Well, can you drive the cars? No. All right, let's go to the phones. Open phones, 303-713-7600. You're only going to take so much of this traffic. Let's go to Don in Douglas, Wyoming. Don, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
Talk about box sets. I just got CCR's box set.
Oh, man, I saw that. Is it good?
Oh, it's all of it. It's hot. It's hot. And the sound is the sound's terrific.
Oh, man, I want that so bad.
Yeah, it's a good one. My wife got it for me. Bless her heart. Dennis Kucinich, would you like your daughter to bring him home?
If she loved him.
I mean, look at him.
Well, if she loved him, I don't care.
The guy, you know, he's got some good things to say. He's a brave soul. But he has a Chinaman's chance of hell of, you know, ever going anywhere. And but you talk about, you were saying, you know, run once and don't run again and, you know, forget about it. Well, look at Ronald Reagan. You know, he ran a couple, took him a couple shots.
Well, so same thing with Nixon.
Yeah, and there's been other ones. Oh, yeah, Nixon, look where he came from, you know. But Kucinich, you know, he's got all the charisma of an empty beer can, you know. He just doesn't have a chance.
I don't know if he doesn't have.
You know?
I don't know if he doesn't have any charisma. I mean, I've never seen him in person. I don't know. I have a friend who was he isn't anymore, but he was the program director of a talk station in a major market in the East.
Uh-huh.
And he put him on to do a Saturday show, and said he did a great job.
Yeah, I saw him on C-SPAN. It was on the weekend, and he was being interviewed by someone, I don't remember what. He's a deep thinker, and he's an intelligent guy, but he just doesn't have it. You know, I mean, he's probably a 5 or 6 percenter, you know. But the more the merrier in the primaries.
All right, that would be my next question. Does it hurt or help to have him in?
Oh, it helps. The more the merrier. I'll tell you my dream ticket is John Edwards, president, and Obama, vice president. That's a winner. In my mind, that's a big winner. That ticket, Edwards and Obama.
Well, in a recent CNN Gallup poll, I think it's something like 61 or 62% of Americans said they're ready for an African-American president.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I believe that. You know, look what happened to Ford in Tennessee. They came out and they ran, you know, that racist commercial there toward the end of the election with the white woman, you know.
Just call me Harold.
Yeah, remember what they did, and that killed him. And the guy is super. I love him.
Yeah, and John McCain.
But that killed him. But they won't say you got these closet racists They won't say anything if they're polled or whatever about they'll be positive about a black candidate or whatever. But when it comes time to pull that lever, and that's what happened in Tennessee, and it's a darn shame. It wasn't many, you know, the good people of Tennessee, and they are good people. Don't get me wrong. But there's probably 5 or 10% that, hey, they don't like, they're not voting for a black person, no way. And they got out, and they voted, and they beat them.
Well, the guy that did that commercial has been hired by John McCain, so that shows you where McCain's coming from. All right, Don, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Keep up the good work, man.
All right, you got it, brother. Thanks. One line open at 303-713-7600. And it's open phones. It's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9. J. Marvin along with you. Get the show.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Bowl with olive oil, crushed red pepper, sliced mushrooms, roasted red peppers, topped with Parmesan cheese. Sound delicious? Well, it's Eggly Olio, and it's the newest creation from Bojo's. And it's only $6.49. So try something new. Try something fresh. Try something different. Try the new lunch menu from Bojo's for only $6.49. And don't forget Bojo's pizza is now available gluten-free. Go to Bojo's.com for all the details.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, here's a little Morrison, little Doors. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. 303-713-7600. As I said, somebody called in and said that Samuel Elliott Morrison was Jim's dad, but the New York Times, or Rolling Stone, one of the other ones, said it was Admiral George Morrison. So, who knows? Turk says he'll do the research and he'll double-check it. High today, 55, partly cloudy. You know something else I always wonder when I listen to this music? And John Turk can't identify with this, and depending on your age, you wouldn't be able to identify with this, but we were all give peace a chance. We were all like, we were going to form a new society. You know, it was all Woodstock Nation and all that stuff. Now where is it in 2006? And see, I always thought that guys like Rush Limbaugh, that the reason he was the way he was, because, you know what, in 1968, the closest he ever got to a woman was probably a Playboy magazine. And on top of that, yeah, right, you know, he had an overdeveloped right forearm. And then the other thing is, I mean, you know, that's why he didn't get it. But what happened to everybody else? Where did everybody else go? All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, one line open. Let me go to Jim in Broomfield, who says he knows a guy who does not believe in global warming. Jim, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, it's KOA's conservative darling, Mike Rosen.
Oh, really? He doesn't believe in global warming?
Oh, you know, cars don't create contribute to all that.
Really?
It's just some cows in California.
What does he think? And I've never asked him. I hardly ever see him. But I mean, then what does he think causes all this?
I don't know. I haven't. He gets me too annoyed. I haven't been listening too much recently.
I mean, in other words, you know, I always operate on this theory, and I never used to operate on it. But think about this. You know, when people say to me, for instance, there's no global warming, or they'll say to you, we're on the right track in Iraq, or we have to stay in Iraq until there's victory. I always want to ask them, okay, then if there's no global warming, then what causes the heating of the earth? Or
yeah, they think it's natural, actually. They just think it's a natural thing that's going on. That's what he wants us to buy and put in front of our face like dog food.
But there's no such thing as natural. I mean, in other words, there's got to be a cause and effect to everything, right?
Yeah, he just thinks it's the earth is doing it itself. It's just something. It's
But what's causing it? Where do they? How do they? And I'm not asking you to answer for him. I'm just saying, like, in other words, it's the same thing with Iraq. Where they say, okay, you know what we're going to do is we're going to stay, you know, victory and blah blah blah, and they go into this whole thing, and then you say to them, okay, well then fine. Like, what is victory? Or if they say, you know, you're a surrender monkey, whatever, then you say, okay, fine, I buy your argument, but now tell me, like, what is your plan to wrap this thing up? Or do you have any idea how to do this? Or are we going to stay here forever? So, you know, in other words, what I'm saying is
blind, kind of.
Well, I mean, but if they say to you, Jim and Jay, the earth just naturally heats up, then you say to them, like, but what's causing that? Why? Why is it doing it?
I tell you what, my question is, though, he's so special, where is he going to go in all this crap? And what's he going to do, like fly away in his magic bell ship or something?
Well, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I've never talked to him, so I don't know. I never asked him.
If I could challenge you, you could have a battle royale against Mike Rosen. He's always right. He's never wrong. And, maybe you could challenge him to have a debate, you know? I've been wanting to ask you that for a good long time, and it just completely annoys me because the guy is never wrong.
Well, no, nobody is never wrong. I'm wrong.
Oh, no,
Mike Rosen's
always right. No,
I'm wrong frequently.
No, you're wrong about this. Mike Rosen's always right.
Okay, well, I'll ask him next time I see
him. So you guys can have a battle royale and debate because I'm rooting for you, Jay. And playing, you don't have to get all guilty about playing video games, playing cards. I mean, you know, it's just a video game. It's a big waste of time, but if you're only doing it, for an hour and a half, one night a week, but not like my friend who's been playing for literally for like 5 years every night. I told him, I said, dude, your life's going to be passing you by. He goes, well, when my life passes me by, I'll be dead. You don't even know what the phrase means.
Could you see me saying to John?
I'm completely wrapped up in video games here.
Could you see me saying to John Turk, John, I don't want to talk about the show now. I can't take your call. I'm in the middle of playing my Xbox 360.
Call to my next door neighbor, believe me.
For Christmas, maybe I should get Jay the Gaming Times magazine like a 2-year subscription.
Oh, jeez. All right, Jim, thanks.
Thank you.
You got to be kidding me, man. All I want to do is play car races. Here's State Representative Gwen Green. Hi, State
Jay,
Representative.
How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm concerned because, you know, I represent Golden and Lakewood.
Right.
And Ken Salazar just ran some stealth legislation, and that truly is what it is. It was run the second to last day before Congress adjourned. Nobody knew about it except the parties involved. And what it did was take away land use decisions from any city in Colorado, any county in Colorado, any court in Colorado. It set a precedent, and it did this by saying, hey, we're going to have these this super tower on Lookout Mountain, and we don't care what Jefferson County says, and we don't care what the court says, and we don't care what Golden says. And what gets me particularly concerned about this, besides the precedent, which is very dangerous, that's been set, is the fact that, see, most people do not realize what is involved with these towers because the media controls the information, and Lake Cedar Group has controlled the Main Street media. At present, the present towers right now emit 732,000 ERP, which is a measure of radiation, Jay.
Right. It's what we used to call in the old days RF.
Yeah. And so the super tower will emit 9 million minimum. So that's pretty high. And there are people living around there. Now, with the
How close are the people going to live to the tower?
There are some that are living very close and in Golden. And right now, the level of cancer and the folks who already live close to the towers is three times higher than the general population. So that's a pretty significant.
Yeah, but can they prove that that's directly? Because I've worked around RF all my life. I'm 54. I've never had cancer. I mean, can they prove it's from that, or do they know it's from, like, the groundwater, or they know it's from, like, the minerals? Or, I mean, do they know it's coming directly from radio frequency? Do they know it's coming from RF?
You know, they have not proved that, and yet the testimony from the health department was to advise against building these towers because of the health concerns, because it is so high. So I'm very concerned about it.
Did you call the senator's office?
I called other senators in the Colorado delegation. When I found out about it, it had already gone through the Senate.
Oh, I see.
So I wrote the senator. I faxed him my letter. But I called the other members of the House delegation and encouraged them to vote against it. And I had to leave messages with aides. I couldn't get through. They were on the floor. So, you know, my concern is whether you want HDTV or not, my concern is that by running legislation the last day or day before session adjourns, that's not a good way to legislate. We can't do that in Colorado. You know, the state wouldn't allow us to do it.
Yeah,
we can't introduce something new.
Yeah, I'm not for it either. I don't totally and completely get the tower issue other than the idea that you wouldn't want it blocking your view or something like that. I mean, I'm not scared of the RF off of it, but what bothers me about it is the idea that the feds would come in and usurp local government jurisdiction.
Exactly.
That's what bothers me.
And I'm calling, Jay, because I'm hoping that whether people want HD towers or not, and whether they want them on Lookout Mountain, because there are other sites, or not, that they recognize this danger from stealth legislation, whatever it is. I mean, whatever the issue.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that they please write, Harry Reid is the incoming majority leader, and Nancy Pelosi is the speaker designate, and ask that they pass some kind of legislation that will do away with having bills introduced right at the last minute. When people cannot respond, excuse me, because they can pass anything at the last minute.
Yeah, I've often thought that what they should do on this is they should have a mandatory cutoff time of,
right,
say, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock Eastern time, to where you can't do any business after that. You got to stop. So that nobody can stick something in there at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right, or add one of these, you know, amendments onto a bill that you really need the bill, like it's a spending bill, so I'm going to add an amendment,
right,
that says, you know, I want a bridge to nowhere or whatever. They should do away with that.
You
I
know,
think they can.
You know,
this is a great opportunity. I mean, the Dems are going to be having control of Congress, and we can clean it up.
I agree, and I think we should. And as far as Senator Salazar goes, I saw him election night, and even though I've been critical of him, he was very warm to me, and I'd like to have good relations with him. But I almost feel like, you know, maybe I should talk to him off the air and just say to him, some of your votes, I don't understand them.
Yeah, it would be interesting to get him on your show.
He's supposed to be on this week.
Really?
Tomorrow.
Cool. Okay, tomorrow. I'll be sure and listen.
And I'll ask him. I'll ask him about the 9 o'clock. I'll ask him about the tower vote. I mean, I'll ask him.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll call in too.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Representative. Bye-bye. You're welcome here anytime. Thanks.
Yeah, and thanks for all you do, Jay. You're just great. Thanks.
See you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, I want to like him, but I don't understand all of his votes. You know, I don't want to be on bad paper or bad ground with anybody. But there's just some people you just don't understand. I can't get where they're coming from. So we'll have him on tomorrow after 9, and I'll try to endeavor to figure out, or ask him as much as I can, as much as time permits, about stuff, and see what he says. That's all I can do. One line open at 303-713-7600, 935, 35 minutes past the hour. Traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Westbound 270 at Vasquez. That semi-collision no longer a factor, but we still had traffic a little bogged down there back to I-70. Still find heavy conditions along southbound 25 either side of I-70, including downtown. It looks like we're already getting those winds in the foothills, C-470 between 285 and I-70. Some very high crosswinds reported, so if you're in a high-profile vehicle, drive with caution.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Don't miss the super savings at the JCPenney Super Wednesday sale. Wednesday only. It's all inside JCPenney.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto is a great place and a family place, and I just can't say enough of good things about them. And, you know, even if I didn't get paid to say anything about them, I'd say something about them anyway. I've given them enough of my business, Mary and I have, over the last 10 years, and we'll continue to do so. And one of the reasons why Rocky's is so successful is because people just keep coming back time after time after time. Because you get treated right, you save money, and buying an automobile, it shouldn't be like having an appendectomy. And at Rockies, you know what, it's not. I mean, they don't have attitude. The only attitude they really have is really to make you comfortable. And that's what makes them so successful. And Rockies really gets into the holiday season. And right now, they got Santa Claus at Rockies. That's right, each Saturday until Christmas, Santa Claus will be there from noon until 4. He'll be there this Saturday, the 16th. And it'll also be it'll be there Saturday the 23rd. That's Santa Claus at Rocky's from noon until 4, both the 16th and the 23rd. And, of course, while your kids are telling Santa Claus what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs. This inventory is diverse. They've got just about everything you can think of, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. I mean, they've got it. And matching down is still going underway, too. So it's like Rocky's will give you up to $1,500 holiday gift to buy a new car. Whatever you put down, they'll match it up to $1,500. So you got Santa Claus, you got matching down, and you got all that going on at Rocky's. Want to shop within the comfort of your own home? Rocky's will help you out. Go to RockysAutos.com. RockysAutos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve and Jason handle that. Or get out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. See Marvin Alshire out there. See Spanky Herrera. See Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, any of the folks working at Rockies. They're out there to make you happy. And that's one of the reasons why Mary and I go back time and time again, and one of the reasons why we send our friends to Rockies. Rockies Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and happy holidays from all the folks at Rockies.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning to you. It's 9:40, 40 minutes past the hour, high today 55, partly cloudy skies, and it's open phones. It's 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here, AM760.net. It's where you can get the show on podcast. You can also IM me and stream from there, too. Okay, let's get back on the phones, and we go to Dolores in Fort Collins. Dolores, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Regarding Dennis Kucinich, he remembered last time he ran for presidency, and every time he had a chance to speak, he said, what we need is universal single-payer health care. He and John Conyers have put together the bill H.R. 676, which is there right now, and I'm hoping John Conyers pulls it out. You know, 50% of the bankruptcies are health expense related. Okay, now he's coming. He's the only one with the guts to say, let's get out of Iraq like we, you know, voted for. Do you see any other person who's as honest and upfront as he is, and I admire him so.
Yeah, I see people calling to get out of Iraq. I saw Harry Reid yesterday saying the president is stalling and that that's not what the American people voted on. Barack Obama spoke out early against the war when he was only a state legislator in Illinois. There are a lot of Democrats out there that have spoken against the war, and there's a lot of Democrats who continue to speak against the war. Dennis Kucinich is not the only one.
No, I know, but he's actually jumping into the race. I mean, he probably knows he can't win, but he also feels very important to us is to get out. And really, we're about getting bankrupt at $2 billion a week.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of people who feel that way, and if you can't win, why run?
I think that is so sad when he is absolutely knowing what we need to do. He's joining the chorus. The only thing he knows how to do is getting out of Iraq center, front, and we need 1,000 people.
But I think there are plenty of people out there who are putting Iraq front and center, who talk about it every single day, who talk about it on the Sunday talking head shows. I mean, Dennis Kucinich Granted, he was one of the first people to say we shouldn't go, but there were others who said that we shouldn't go. One of them was Russell Feingold. There have been others. Howard Dean was against it. I mean, there have been others out there that have been against it. Mark Udall was against it. There's others out there that have been against it. I mean, Kucinich is not the only one, but he ran last time, and the thing is, he didn't make it. So now we have to, like, sit through him again?
Well, no, I'll tell you what. I think it's so sad. If he were a pretty guy, you know, I think he'd be saying something else. He's an average-looking. He's short. But his heart is there. And for people to sit and say, well, he's not, you know, he can't run, why can't we?
Well, no, I don't think anybody's saying he can't run. I think what people are saying is that he can't win because he can't raise the money and he can't get the acceptance that's needed to get the nomination. I mean, that you know, and he tried once before. I mean, the only guy I think that can step back into it and would have a definite shot at making it happen would be Al Gore, and only because Al Gore didn't lose.
Right. I agree with you, Al Gore. I just wish, please, people, give Kucinich credit for standing up and saying, hey, let's get out of Iraq, not in 08, not next month.
Yeah, but he's not the only person who's saying that. I mean, I don't think anybody's denying him credit. But you can't act as if he's the only person who's out there who's claiming that, you know, that we should get out now. There's a lot of people out there that are claiming we should get out and that there should be a timeline.
Oh, yeah, I know. And every time another soldier dies or gets his legs blown off, I feel terrible.
Well, so do I. But you know what? I think we should be fair about this, that he doesn't have the corner on the market on this thought now.
Okay. Would you please just say, hey, Dennis Kucinich, thanks. We need your support to get out of Iraq now, because you know they're stone walling. You know, as long as Halliburton's taking money and they're really trying to steal the oil, and they'll stay in there.
Yeah, but the thing I can't get you to acknowledge here, which bothers me,
okay,
is that there are other Democrats who are saying we should get out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, and I agree with every single one of them. We only need a million people to get, you know, off their couches and get on the phone and tell the legislators it won't work to get out next month or next year. We need everybody, but I'm saying Dennis is one of the people who is throwing his hat in the ring, and I just wish that we would recognize every single person who says, hey, let's get out, instead of those people who just sit on their hands and, well, our guys are dying and the Iraqis are dying. He's one more hero in my mind, Dennis Kucinich is. And he actually stopped by and talked in Denver when he was on the way to Be the Change with the group I'm with, Healthcare for All Colorado, and have been working for Universal Single Payer Healthcare. He spent an hour with us, brought his wife, and he is an honest, neat guy.
Well, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there who feel that we ought to get out. And there's a lot of people out there who support healthcare, and I think the time is coming for both. I just the only thing that concerns me is that it's just not going to come in the time that we want it to.
Oh, yeah, I know it. We just need to say, hey, Dennis, and everybody who gets up and stands for something we all need, congratulations and thank you, instead of saying, well, but you can't win. Know what I mean? Can we be positive in this?
Well, but you know what, though? In reality, he can't win. Do you think he can win the primary? That's number one. And number two, do you think he could win a general election? I don't think he can win either.
If we had people... I don't trust the people in the... We've got the government we deserve, and look what we've got. No, the average...
No, but I'm talking about in the primary system, which is us, which is those people who consider themselves to be Democrats who vote. Can Dennis Kucinich win in the primary system? The answer is no.
Probably not, because people aren't smart.
All right, so we're just... Well, wait a minute, though. I don't support him, and I don't consider myself to be stupid.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
I mean, how can you say I'm not smart? I may not be the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not dumb, but I don't support him.
I'm saying that the American people do not get up and demonstrate when we should have years ago stopped this war. But people are really busy, and busy with other things, and I'm just very happy that Dennis Kucinich is, you know, bearing his soul, and he's one more person who should be cheered on for whatever.
Well, listen, I agree with him, and I agree with you on that. There's no question about it. Dolores, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Hearing you. Bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's 948, and traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, we're still a little bit crowded approaching the downtown area from the north side, in that usual spot from I-70 heading down through Spear. But once you get past that, loosens up. You've got a decent drive across downtown on both sides of the highway. Through the bridges looks good. No worries in and around the tech center. That I-70-225 interchange looks pretty good. Still maybe a little bit slow there on 270. That earlier accident in Vasquez causes some slowing through there, but that's starting to loosen up. On 470, might get a little slowing there between Broadway and Wadsworth doing that work once again. Also between 285 and I-70, the winds are really kicking up, so keep that in mind if you're a high-profile vehicle. Weather forecast, those winds could be a problem in the foothills, just a little bit breezy around town. Partly sunny skies with a high of 55. Partly cloudy tonight, a little 35, then 61 for a high tomorrow. Right now it's 43 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk. Start earning your master's degree in the new year, either online or evenings at DU School of Professional and Continuing Study.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things. It's the best time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for. You'll find peace of mind knowing that every Toyota SUV comes standard with vehicle stability control to keep your family safe in harsh or icy conditions. And now get great customer cash, like $1,500 on the new 07 Sequoia or $2,000 on the new 06 Sienna, the minivan that received the top rating from NHTSA Inside Impact Crash Test. Or choose low APRs on many of your favorite SUVs, like the new 07 Highlander or new 07 4Runner. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See participating dealer for details. NHTSA 2006 5-star rating. www.safercar.gov. Offers end 1207.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Per month, plus 50% off installation.
The right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I am. Man, come on, let's go down to Colfax Avenue. I am. Okay, it's 9:51. 51 minutes away from 9. Jay Marvin, the world's oldest punk. Hi today, 55. You know, I just got an email from a guy who sends me an email. I know he's just egging me on, and he says, I support the war in Iraq, and I don't believe in global warming. Just so you know, there are people that with my mindset. So I sent him an email and said, then you ought to go fight the war if you believe in it. And if you're too old to fight the war, then you ought to go to work in the VA hospitals and do volunteer work, or give money to the USO. And Mary and I give money to that phone card program, but give money to the USO. And I'll bet this guy will write back and go, I do. But you want to know something? I bet you he doesn't. And then I ask him, well, what causes global warming? What's the cause of the Earth warming up? Now, what causes it? Because there's got to be a cause and effect for everything. Like, I have had a bad headache all day today. Now, there's got to be some cause to this. I just don't know what it is. All right. Let's get back on the phones. Maurice in Denver. Maurice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. My only comment is about this HDTV business. I guess, to my mind, what happens if the legislator gets her way and gets all of the business that got ran through Congress reversed, and Denver winds up without television come on night?
I don't think that was her point. I think you missed her point totally.
She just wants it in a different place.
That was not her point. You missed her point totally. You missed her point totally. Her point was that legislators, federal legislators, senators, congressmen, congresswomen, should not be able to stick legislation in any kind, provisions in any kind of legislation at 1 o'clock in the morning or midnight or 11, when the constituents they serve don't have any idea that it's being done. That's her point. And I think she's got a good, valid one. Do you want a legislator to be able to do that? Should a senator be able to stick something in that affects you at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and you don't have any idea what's going on?
I think that those involved have a pretty good idea of what's going on. And
Hold on, Jay.
This stuff doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, right.
It doesn't happen, you know, this has been,
yeah.
The entire issue has been years in the making.
Yeah, okay, you're going to tell me that senators and congresspeople who are sitting on Capitol Hill have a pretty good idea about what's going on when they stick something in at 11 o'clock midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and that they, you know, that they're not influenced by lobbyists, and that in some cases the legislation is not written by lobbyists, and that there's not full disclosure, then I ask you to back that statement up by giving me an example. Would you say Medicare would be an example?
I would say that some of the Medicare stuff, yes, was fishy, but what I hold to this, lobbyists and all of the aside, because yes, it does happen. This is why we pay them the big bucks, Jay. We pay them to work around the clock when they need to. If they had done their job when they needed to be, then that's all fine and well. But the problem is, when you get to the end, we pay them to be up 24/7.
Yeah, right.
They get their stuff done.
So they can put in earmarks and other things without the public knowing. And so 7 years of state legislature was thrown down the tubes in 5 minutes. And the fact is that nobody who was affected by that had any kind of input or chance to call up their elected representative and make their voice known. And you want to trust it to those people to do it, regardless of what party they're with. I once again ask you to give me an example of where that legislation that has been stuck in the last minute, where that's benefited people. Like, for instance, Duncan Hunter, for instance, the congressman from California who wants to run for president, at the last minute, okay, late at night, he introduced legislation to kill the office that oversees accountability, monetary accountability in Iraq. Would you call that a good or a bad thing?
I would say that that's a bad thing.
Well, he did it, and we had no input on it, and his constituents didn't know he was doing it. So do you want people to stick stuff in at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning? Do you want them to do that without your say-so, without your knowing about what's going on, that these laws affect you?
I would say in general not, but let's face it, special interest stuff does get put in.
But do you think that's right?
After that, I don't. Look.
Is it right or wrong? Yes or no? Just answer the question.
I don't believe it is right, but...
But then why would you support it?
Jay, hold on a second. Look, you and I both know that that Congress is a fickle thing.
You know what, pal? Don't you and I know? Just have the nards to stand up and say, do you support it or don't you? Yes or no?
You know what? This conversation is slightly beginning to be pointless.
Yeah, it is because the person on the other end of the phone can't answer the question. Thank you for the call. What a rotten way to end the show, but you know what? I don't want any legislators sticking anything in at 1 o'clock in the morning when I don't have any idea what's going on. I don't know about the rest of you. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m.
White Fence Farm in Lakewood reminds you that the holidays are on the way. So please, slow down and drive carefully. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident. But when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. White Fence Farm in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in family fun for the holidays, family-style chicken dinners, children's playground, farm animals, and a country cottage, visit White Fence Farm in Lakewood or call 303-935-5945 for holiday reservations.
Millions of women across 64 countries agree on one
and only one
wrinkle fighter.
That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of